celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Hello and welcome into Jackson Field with Adam Jackson. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. And today it's game 5 in a 6-game series, the Lansing Lugnuts and the Great Lakes Loons. The Loons lost yesterday. Their record is down to 58-29. That's still impressive. But Adam, the Loons have been dominant on the road this year, and if they lose again, something might happen that has not happened to the Loons all year.
Well, it's wonderful to talk to you tonight, Jesse. Yes, indeed. If the Loons lose tonight, then they will have tied or potentially lost a series on the road for the first time this year. They have won every single road series. But Lansing got their second win last night. If they win tonight, we could get a first for the Loons, and that would be a good first for the Nuts to achieve it.
And that brings us into the magic here in the ballpark tonight, because it's Wizarding Weekend at Jackson Field.
Oh, it's always a great time. We love Wizarding Weekend, and a lot of Harry Potter fans out in the park tonight. We see scarves, great hats, robes, the Harry Potter glasses, some of the custom-made Harry Potter uniforms that the Lugnuts wore in 2019. So all sorts of fun tonight, and we'll have it tomorrow afternoon as well to wrap this series up.
See, when Adam said wonderful, he's putting the one in wonderful.
Yeah, did I enunciate that efficiently enough?
And off we go, because this is one of Adam's favorite times of the year. Wizarding Weekend is basically Harry Potter Weekend here at Jackson Field. We cannot use the official name to describe the full weekend. You know, copyright and all of that. But it unites Adam with all of his fellow Harry Potter super fans.
If you don't like Wizarding Weekend, well, you need to sort out your priorities.
Adam is in his Gryffindor shirt to call this. He has his Gryffindor socks on as well. No wand in your hand, but you know what? That's quite all right.
That's right. We got a baseball golden snitch in the hands. Baseball giveaway tonight, a golden baseball with Lansing Lugnuts on it, the wings on the side to replicate a golden snitch. Pretty cool by the Lansing Lugnuts to give that away.
We went through platform 9 3/4. We are here. We've enjoyed our butter beer, and you too can come out and join us on Michigan Avenue between Cedar Street and Larch Street tonight, 7:05 p.m. first pitch. Tomorrow, 1:05 p.m. first pitch. After tonight's game, Laugh Cue Fireworks.
Well, the Hogwarts Express goes right by just northeast of the park, right?
So come on over. Don't take a flying car. There might be troubles. You don't want to be seen. Watch out for the Whomping Willow. Anything else that we should advise?
If you can find a rusty boot, maybe it's a port key. Give it a touch, and maybe you land here at Jackson Field.
With regard to the starting pitching matchup and the starting lineups, the Great Lakes Loons and the Lansing Lugnuts. Loons coming in, as mentioned, at 58-29, 13-9 here in the second half. The Lugnuts at 40-47, and 9-13 in the second half. The Lugnuts took the opener. The Loons won the last two, and then the Lugnuts struck back and won yesterday. And Adam, just a little bit more about yesterday's 8-6 Lugnuts win. That was one of the wilder games that we've seen this year.
It was one of the wilder ones, and really surprising that Lansing was able to find a way, because they made so many mistakes. They had a wild pitch that got away and a run scored, and then they were committing errors left and right. They had 4 errors last night. There were 12 walks, yet the Loons, for a second straight night, struggled to score with runners in scoring position, and Lansing found a way.
So take us through the starting lineup.
Yes, indeed. We start with the Loons. Taylor Young leading off at shortstop. Dalton Rushing batting second and catching. Damon Keith is hitting third in right field. Batting cleanup, Griffin Lockwood Powell, Gryffindor. He's got the right name for tonight. at first base this evening. Kenneth Betancourt got tossed last night. He's back in the lineup in the five-hole spot. He'll be at third base. Chris Newell is in center field, batting sixth. The DH tonight is Frank Rodriguez, hitting seventh. At second base, it's Max Hewitt. And to round out the order, Jake Vogel. Young, Rush, and Keith. Lockwood, Powell, Betancourt, Newell. Rodriguez, Hewitt, Vogel. And they support the right-hander. Yun Il Choi gets the ball. Second straight outing, he will face the Lansing Lugnuts. He was pretty good the first time around.
Yes, he was. Out of my spotlight, Loon. Going right down to the bottom part of the order, Jake Vogel. So Vogel, because of illness, missed the first couple of games in the series. He's making up for lost time. Go back 2 days ago. He had one hit, and he walked twice, plus he stole a base in four plate appearances on three times. And then yesterday, an RBI double, a single, a stolen base, another run scored. He has made things happen to ignite things for the top of the order.
I mean, you have Taylor Young and Dalton Rushing, followed by Damon Keith. That's a good top three. And then you've got a guy like Jake Vogel to turn things over. You're right. I mean, he's been extremely productive, getting on five times the last two nights. Make it six because he reached on that error from T.J. Schofield-Sam. So he's creating chaos at the bottom of the order and helping the production for the Loons. Their only issue has been kind of what the Lugnuts' issue has been. Now, they've won with good pitching. They've had that all year, but they have really struggled to score with runners in scoring position the last couple of nights. On the other side for the Lansing Lugnuts, their starting nine looks like this. Colby Thomas leading off in right field. He was batting cleanup last night, back to the top spot. Josh Wainwright hits second and plays second. Danny Bautista is swinging third at first base. Junior Perez, great night. Three walks last night, two-run double. He bats cleanup and plays center field. Brennan Malone is the DH, swinging fifth. At shortstop, hitting sixth, it's Aribe Alanjuelez. T.J. Schofield-Sam bats seventh and plays third. C.J. Rodriguez catching, hitting eighth. And in left field, it's Clark Elliott to round out the Lugnut nine. Thomas, Rank, Bautista, Perez, Malone, Anjuelez, Schofield-Sam, Rodriguez, and Elliott. And then it is the right-hander out of West Virginia. Jacob Waters gets the ball. Jesse, his key this year, if he can limit the walks, if he can continue to find the zone, he is really tough to beat.
We talked about this yesterday with Maddox Bruns, right? All of those appearances that have featured four walks. Well, for Jacob Waters this year, he has had four different appearances of four walks and one of five. So how does he command it? Against a Loons team that has walked 19 times the last two games. Seven walks 2 days ago, 12 walks yesterday. They have a great batting eye, and it all begins with Young at the top and then Dalton Rushing. So you know they're going to force him to pitch the ball in the zone. But when he is good, his fastball is a bowling ball. He breaks bats, he gets weak grounders, and that power curve is something else. Maybe the best curveball in the Oakland A's system for what it is and the results that he gets.
In Harry Potter, Felix Felicis is a potion you drink and you have good luck for 24 hours. So, in your spotlight hitter for the Lansing Lugnuts, who has that Felix Felicis in their water Gatorade tonight?
It's Colby Thomas. So Colby is playing in his 11th game with the Lugnuts. He's batting at the very top of the order. He has hit safely in not only all 10 games that he's played with Lansing. He has a 19-game hitting streak going on when you date back to his time with Stockton. He has hit safely in 27 of his last 28 games. He is the player to watch.
All right, we'll see if Colby Thomas can unlock Loon's pitching, unlock Alohomora.
I love it. Earlier today, Adam, I had the chance to sit down with T.J. Schofield-Sam. Can you guess what I asked him about first?
The hyphen.
Yeah. Joined by T.J. Schofield-Sam, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strasser, the two hyphenated name guys. How do you like having a hyphenated name?
It's amazing. It's amazing. I've had it my whole life.
Yeah, me too.
I don't find a problem with it. I love it.
Have you always been TJ, too, instead of Tyrell?
Growing up playing baseball, I was TJ, but at school, I was Tyrell. It was more easier for the coaches to say, here we go, TJ, instead of here we go, Tyrell.
I mean, everybody's got a nickname of some sort in baseball, right?
Yep.
Do your friends still call you Tyrell?
Back home, yeah, but baseball is TJ.
I was looking at 2018 for you. How many championships did you win in 2018, in different tournaments and everything?
2018, I was with the junior national team.
Yeah.
I think that was the year we went to Panama.
Yeah. How was that?
It was an amazing experience. I mean, that's the first time I ever been to Panama. And that was the championship to qualify for Worlds, and we actually did it. So it was a great group of guys to play with, and it was a lot of fun.
Do you, Didn't you also win Tournament 12 in 2018?
Yeah. 2012, I was with Ontario Green.
Yeah.
And that was the year that we won it. And it was awesome to be a part of that.
Didn't you also win the Marucci World Series in 2018?
Yep. The Marucci World Series with the Ontario Blue Jays. There was a bunch of guys on that team. It was, once again, a great group of guys. You know, a lot of fun.
Wait, let me have one more. Didn't the Mississauga North Tigers also win a championship in 2018?
Yep. But 2018, that was the 23, yeah. Under 23 World Cup. Yep. I was a part of that. I was happy to be joined with a bunch of guys, and it was an amazing time.
TJ, did every team that you played on win a title?
I mean, some could say yes, some could say no, but at the end of the day, it's not just me helping the team win. It's a group effort, and, you know, it's not just one guy. It takes all of us to win. So it was a group effort, not by myself, you know.
When did you first learn about the importance of team?
Since I started taking baseball serious. I mean, it's a team game. It's not like tennis, you know, where if you lose, it's on you. In baseball, it's all nine guys on the field, so everybody has to have each other's back. And, you know, no matter what's going on, if we make a mistake on the field, just know that we're going to get the next one, and we're going to get up to hit, and we're going to start something. So it's a team game, and I love it.
It's funny you say that about tennis. We had Beau Bichette here when he was younger, and his dad tried to get him into tennis because he said, if you play tennis, no manager's ever going to bench you. What other sports did you play growing up?
I played soccer. I played basketball, baseball. Not tennis, though.
No.
But my dad wanted me to play tennis.
Really?
Yeah. And when I was 5 years old, I believe, I picked up a ball and threw it in the air in the backyard with my mom and hit the ball. And my dad came home from work, and he saw me do that, and he said, you know what? Baseball it is.
So your dad's from St. Vincent?
Yep. I went there last off season for a vacation. It's a beautiful island.
Was that your first time you'd ever been?
Yep. And it was my first time for my dad in 20 years, around 20 years. Yeah, so he loved it there. I loved it there. It was beautiful.
You mentioned going to Panama. Where else have you traveled?
I've been to South Korea, the DR, Panama, Australia, and all over the States.
What are your favorite things to do when you go to someplace new?
Try their food. Try their traditional dishes, you know, see what they like to do for fun.
Yeah.
You know, but the food is probably the main priority.
Do you have something favorite that you've tasted wherever you've gone that you go, this is just amazing?
It's all very unique, so I don't really have a favorite one, but all of them are really good. I mean, from Korea to Panama to the DR to Australia. There's multiple foods. But one that stuck out to me was when I was in Australia and I had Vegemite.
Do you like Vegemite?
It's a little bit weird. It's like, it's salty. It's kind of weird for me, but it wasn't that bad.
That's good.
That's TJ Schofield, Sam Lansing Lugnuts infielder. It's time for the national anthem. Let's go down to the field.
right, that was Kylie down there on the field singing tonight's national anthem. It is the Great Lakes Loons against your Lansing Lugnuts. We are doing it for an 88th time this year. 88 of 131, the Nuts 40 and 47, 9 and 13 in the second half. Coming off a victory in last night's game, 8-6. The Great Lakes Loons first half winners, 58 and 29, now 13 and 9 on the road. Are 13-9 in the second half. They are 33-13 on the road, best in the Midwest League, while Lansing just a couple of games under 500 at home at 22-24. Just short of 80 degrees tonight, all sun on a wizarding weekend. In Harry Potter, they say the quaffle is released and the game begins, but tonight it is the two most famous words, and then the game will begin. To tell you all about that, here's the voice of the Nuts, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
We are watching Christiana down on the field right now with our play ball kid because it's just about time to say those two words. We are all set to go, though. Penultimate game of this series, the Lugnuts and the Great Lakes Loons. This is the 288th all-time meeting between these two franchises. The Loons own the all-time record, 144-143, down to the field. And now let's introduce you to the defense for Lansing. The Chasers in the outfield, Clark Elliott is in left, and center field, Junior Perez, and in right field, Colby Thomas. At first, Danny Bautista Jr. At second, Josh Juan Wright. The shortstop is Uribiel Anales. TJ Schofield Sam, the subject of the pregame interview, is at third. You heard an excerpt, the whole thing is online. The catcher, CJ Rodriguez, and the man on the mound, right-hander Jacob Waters. We'll go to Adam for more on Jake in a moment. But the time is 7:03. On the first pitch to Taylor Young. Fastball for a called strike. Now to Adam.
All right, Jacob Waters, I would assume we would refer to him as the keeper since he's going to try and stop the Loons tonight. Four-seam, two-seam, curve, and a change.
Young swings, grounds this pitch foul off his foot, sends him toppling down. Strike two.
And Waters, Jesse, the fourth-round pick out of West Virginia, last time against these Loons on July 1st. Didn't give up any runs, had five strikeouts.
We've mentioned with a sinker baller like Waters, this is something that happens. The batter beats the ball right off themselves and sent Young for a tumble, helped up by the athletic trainer for these Great Lakes Loons. It's Equo Cato is walking with him, left side. Just trying to walk off that pain right now. The manager and third base coach is Daniel Nava. Flipped the bat around, stands it up. At the ready.
A lot of guys will have that ankle guard down there,
yes.
Or they might not hit it flush off their leg or their foot. It might bounce around and not get them as square, but it looks like that one came right off that front either leg or foot of Taylor Young.
Taylor Young's game is predicated around his speed, too. He has a great batting eye. We've seen him as a catalyst throughout this series. Yesterday, led off the ball game with a walk. Day before that, led off the ballgame with a single. Day before that, led off the ballgame with a single. Three straight days that he has been on to open up the ballgame. Slowly back toward the batter's box. That handed to him. Athletic trainer back to the dugout third base side. Young wearing number 20 on the Loons green jersey. Steps gingerly back in. Meanwhile, there's big Jacob Waters, 6'4", 240 pounds, first base out of the rubber. It's an 0-2 to Young. That's buried and hopping past catcher Rodriguez to the backstop. Ball one. Sun shining down upon Jackson Field. There's a wind blowing left to right. A 1-2, check swing, came low. Two balls, two strikes on Young. Adam, I would say that for July the 22nd, this weather is ideal.
It's perfect.
Another great crowd, too. The 2-2. Foul the way to the right side. Young hangs tough.
Well, I like how all the crowd members can sit together. You know, Quidditch, they have their poles, their stanchions, whatever, their little mini crowd spots. All together here.
Here's the pitch. Young swings and yokes it down the left field line, but foul just left of the chalk. Two balls and two strikes it stays. I would argue, Adam, that in the Quidditch match, the crowd is not safe. They should put up nets, and they should ensure that folks, I don't know, cannot be bothered by magic, cannot be bothered by students causing troubles below your robe.
Toot-toot.
Check swing. It was away. The appeal didn't go, says the bases umpire Rondon. Plate umpire today, Charles Welling. Three balls and two strikes to Young when the count began 0-2.
So you're saying you don't want any fire?
I'm saying no fire. That's just in general. Unless it's called for, in which case Jacob Waters is looking to supply it. That fastball's in the mid to upper 90s for the right-hander from West Virginia against Young out of Louisiana Tech. Payoff. Breaking ball down and away. Appeal of a check swing. Didn't go. Ball four for Young. What a plate appearance. Well, for Taylor Young, it's his 52nd walk drawn this year. And that is the 20th walk given out by a Lugnuts pitcher between today, yesterday, and the day before. Two full games and one batter in today. That walk was earned. There's Dalton Rushing batting left. Runner takes off, but the pitch fouled back. Young back to first base.
That's, Jesse, a lot of where Jacob Waters' walks have come this year, just because he does struggle at times to put it in command. But if you can get him into a lengthier at bat, the longer it goes, the more he struggles to find that zone and when batters are able to foul off pitches against him.
By the way, if you were wondering about Young's wheels after he fouled that pitch off of himself, second pitch of the game, wheels look all right there. 1-1. Dalton Rushing takes ball one high.
Like he pointed a wand at his leg and said, Accio Reparo?
I do not understand why anyone in the Harry Potter universe ever suffers any injury. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss on the good breaking ball. Dalton Rushing in this series, 3-for-12 with 7 walks. He's been on base 10 out of 19 plate appearances. Just go back into yesterday's game, 2 more walks plus an RBI single. You would say that the Lugnuts have dealt with him carefully, and they have. But Adam, everybody's getting walked. No score. Young takes off. Rushing swings and grounds it foul behind his first base coach and up the right side. It's Eliana Herrera who had to dodge it. Once again, Young has to go back to first. 1 ball and 2 strikes. On this Wizarding weekend, day one. Fans all receiving a Golden Snitch, Golden Lugnuts baseball as they came in. Nobody out, Young at first, no score. He runs again, and the breaking ball called strike three on the outside corner. Rushing's down watching as Young nabs his 33rd steal of the year at a second with one down. I mean, we talk about compromise plays, Adam, when it comes to, let's say, a ground ball scoring a run, and so it's an out, but a run. It was a compromise there, right? Lugnut said, you get the base, we'll get this strikeout. Here's Damon Keith, righty to righty. The pitch, he pops it up the right side, foul ground for first baseman Batista Jr. For the stands, can't make the catch, reaching over. Strike one for Keith.
I wonder if part of that, too, was C.J. Rodriguez thinking, I've got to frame this because the strike zones have been smaller this week for both guys, whether it be Welling or Rondon behind the plate. So he didn't want to risk quickly getting that out of the mitt, not showing it to the home plate umpire, Charles Welling, and trying to throw down to second.
Very good point. Damon Keith, righty-righty. No score on the first. Here's the pitch. The curveball down. Keith takes ball one. Should we do what we have been doing, Adam, whenever the headshots are switched out on the video board for that specific theme night and name the characters for each of these batters?
100%.
Okay.
Bring Paul Park.
Waters misses up and in. 2 balls and a strike on Keith.
Got to bring the ballpark atmosphere to our listeners, to our viewers.
I believe that instead of Dalton rushing space, it was Lucius Malfoy. I missed it for Taylor Young. I was distracted.
He's Baldy.
Ah. Oh, good. Start things off. Spin. Not a fake throw into second base. Nobody was covering. Young got back in anyway. Damon Keith, meanwhile.
Professor Quirrell.
You like that dramatic pause?
Or, if you take off his turban, Baldy.
That's a 2-1 pitch from Waters to Keith. And it's on the outside corner for a called strike two. Perhaps not where Rodriguez wanted it, but in the zone. So this game has begun with a walk, a steal, a strikeout. Damon Keith is 3-for-15 in the series. Here's the pitch. Fastball high. Pilavicek swing denied. Ball three. Keith overall hitting .243. 18 doubles, 9 home runs.
Like to see here for Waters, Jesse. Here's that deep count, 3 balls, 2 strikes. He's going to have to make a pitch here. Can he find the zone and get a productive out here and avoid that second walk in this first inning?
By the way, it occurs to me that batting helmet works just as good as a turban if you want to hide a face, right? Payoff from Waters. Ground ball foul. A nice bare hand by Daniel Nava, the coach at third, who then threw it behind his back, a la Magic Johnson, the loon in the dugout. I mean, Daniel Nava was positioned perfectly. How often do you see a third base coach who is nowhere, not only near the box, nowhere near third base, is very close to his dugout, halfway up the line? Waters deals. Swing and a miss. Got Keith to expand the zone on the fastball up and in. And that's back-to-back strikeouts.
There you go. Just what we talked about. Deep count. Can Waters prevail? He does so. Gets the swing and miss. That's a great bounce back after that leadoff walk, as you mentioned.
Taylor Young still at second base. 2 outs for Griffin Lockwood Powell. Righty to righty. Fastball called a strike in the outside corner. Griffin Lockwood Powell could be the name of a character in the series.
Sure could.
Griffin for Gryffindor. Lockwood, you could be Gilderoy Lockhart right there.
That's right. Like it's the G for Griffin. Grindelwald up there.
Scoreless in the first. Lockwood Powell takes strike called inside corner. The curve. And it's nothing in two. Lockwood Powell came in yesterday for the ejected Kenneth Betancourt. At one at bat, flied out to very deep center. How about this, though? Pitch count getting elevated for Waters, and in the Lugnuts bullpen, Kumar Nambiar is starting to loosen. It's worst case scenario for Lugnuts team that is thin on its pen today. Here's the pitch. Outside. 23 pitches right now for Waters. This is a just in case scenario. Taylor Young walked on the 8th pitch of his at-bat. Dalton rushing. Here's the pitch. Fouled off into the screen. Rushing struck out on the 5th pitch of his at-bat. Damon Keith then struck out on the 7th pitch of his at-bat. And this is going to be the 5th pitch to Lockwood Powell coming up shortly. The Central Michigan Chippewa in his 60th game with the Loons. Hitting .232, but with a lot of power. 13 doubles and 8 home runs. 1-2. Hit in the air and foul off the right side. Kenneth Betancourt is waiting on deck. Waters comes set. Here it is. Ground ball down toward third, grabbed by Schofield Sam. The throw across the diamond, and the stretch by Batista Jr. Side retired. A leadoff walk, a steal, but Young is left at second base. Onward to the bottom of the first inning, Great Lakes nothing. And now the Lugnuts are coming up against Gunil Choi.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager, learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall.
Games in five starts. His last one against the Lugnuts. He's allowed just six earned runs and two homers with 15 strikeouts and four walks.
19-game hitting streak for Thomas. Swings and fouls this pitch back, the breaking ball. They're into the seats for strike two. For the Lugnuts headshots, Colby Thomas got Harry Potter.
It's a lot of pressure.
Right? Yanel Choi, Gilderoy Lockhart on the right side, ribbon board. Swing and a foul tip, hung on to by rushing. Got him to chase up. And one batter, one strikeout for Yanel Choi.
Still plenty of time for Colby Thomas to have a heroic kind of night.
He and I were talking, though, about all of his strikeouts. Thomas has now struck out 17 times. This is his 11th game. Josh Wainwright, the batter, righty to righty. No score in the first. Initial offering. Runs in and nearly hit him. He did well to jump back. For Thomas, it comes down to a couple of different things, right? There's the pitch discipline. That pitch was above the zone. There's being long to it. Here it comes to right. Sky, right side of the diamond. First baseman Lockwood Powell, just behind his bag, backs up and makes the catch. Out number two. Josh Wainwright, by the way.
Was Professor Lupin.
He sure was. No, and speaking with Ron Whitmire, the hitting coach for the Lugnuts, just about Colby Thomas and some of the other Lugnuts trying to do too much, trying to impose their will on the game, and instead of letting the game come to them. Here's Danny Bautista Jr., batting third in the order. No score. The pitch. It takes a called strike on the outside corner. I think Danny's been a good example of a batter who's been letting the game come to him as this season's gone on. Heading 275 right now. Here's the offering. Down and away. Keep in mind, the average hitter in the Midwest League, it's only about 230, 240.
I'd love to see him get some more shots to lead off, Jesse. I liked that look of the lineup last night, and I'm curious if that'll continue when Daniel Susak comes back.
It's a break-even 1-1 from Choi. Got in the air out towards center field. In a right center field goes Newell. Damon Keith is over there, too. And it's Keith from right who makes the catch. And that'll do it. Strikeout, pop-out, fly-out in a perfect frame for Yun-Il Choi. And we move to the second inning. No score from Lansing.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination. Our sense of wonder. And our family bonds grow, too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. Forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
As we open up the second inning, the Lugnuts and the Loons are scoreless. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa. Jacob Waters returns to the hill for the Lugnuts. He'll take on Bencourt, Newell, and Rodriguez. Righty-righty. Butt shown, pulled back. Ball one inside to Kenneth Bencourt. Right-hander against right-hander, the matchup. Here's the pitch from Waters. below the knees, 2 balls and no strikes. Jacob began the first inning with a walk, and then came right back with back-to-back strikeouts and then a groundout. The fourth rounder last year of the A's lets it fly. At the knees for a called strike. Betancourt is not a batter. He walks very often, puts the ball into play. Generally, he finds his way aboard with a base hit. He's done it consistently. The 2-1 is chopped up the middle. To his left, shortstop Anales can't get it. It's a base hit into center field. And there you go. Junior Perez plays it into second. It's a leadoff single for Betancourt. And the Loons' first knock against Waters. Betancourt has done that consistently over the course of this series. Single yesterday, 2 singles the day before that, single the day before that, single the day before that. He's had at least 1 single in each game of the series. No extra base hits, but he puts the ball into play. He finds a hole. And here's Chris Newell, who takes a called strike from Waters. The left-handed hitting Loon's center fielder. The pitch. Strike 2 called outside corner. When Waters has been pressed, he has managed to come back, get out in front of these batters. And the other thing to always keep in mind with Waters, when he's going well, he's a ground ball pitcher, and the double play is currently in order. Scoreless in the second inning. He lets it fly. Skied. Right side foul ground. First baseman Batista Jr. toward where it says Jackson Field on the field. Makes the catch. Betancourt cannot move from first base. Newell fouls out for out number 1. And now the DH, Frank Rodriguez. Right-hander against right-hander. No score in the second. Here's Waters' pitch. Buried it, ball 1. Another big swing yesterday for Frank. He had a double his first time up, but he finished the ball game 1 for 5. So now 2 for 17 in the series with a double and a homer of the big swings. He swings here and missed it. Strike 1. Partly cloudy sort of day. The part without the clouds is directly over the field. Blue skies above. The pitch. Strike called on the outside corner. 1-2 for Rodriguez. At first base, Betancourt. The pitch, outside. Appeal of a check swing. Didn't go. Turned down by Rondon. The bases umpire is in between the pitcher's mound and the second baseman right. See fans picnicking on the lawn areas on Home Run Hill, out beyond the left field wall, out beyond the right center field wall too. Pickoff throw over, Betancourt back in standing. And there are fans ringing in the outfield wall, the 360-degree concourse, and all throughout the Michigan Baseball Hall of Fame and the view in good hops. Fans taking in some Midwest League baseball. The 2-2 pitch. Ground ball shot foul up the third base side. That could have been another extra base hit for Rodriguez. 2 balls and 2 strikes, it holds. Max Hewitt, the 8th place hitter, waits on deck. Center fielder Junior Perez is in between the shadows, watching toward right center. The deal, curveball outside. Adam, I'm going to ask you a question.
Yes.
I want you to look at Jacob Waters' headshot on the ribbon board in right field.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts?
He looks like he's a ghost on the map.
That's what he looks like to me, too. Throw over to first base, not in time. Betancourt back in. He's pictured on Marauder's map with the footsteps behind him. But he's rather a spectral.
Don't you wish you had a Marauder's map? How cool would that be?
Here's the payoff. Betancourt runs. Ground ball shot toward short. Anales can't get the force out at second, so he throws to first. Batista Jr. the stretch. And Rodriguez is at number two. Betancourt, though, in motion, avoids it. And so he's standing at second with two outs from Max Hewitt. I think owning a Marauders map opens up the door to plenty of mischief.
Absolutely. Mischief that needs to be managed.
You would hope. Hewitt bats left, no score. First pitch is sprayed foul, left side. Onto the rooftop, just above the clubhouse. Hewitt yesterday drew three walks, scored two of the Loon six runs. They came up two runs shy. Look back to second, Waters pitch. Down low, well blocked by Rodriguez. Ball and a strike on the left-handed hitting second baseman. Coming in hitting 204. In the first inning, Waters stranded Taylor Young in scoring position. Tried to do the same to Betancourt in the second and keep things scoreless. He fires a 1-1. That's right in there for a called strike. Good off speed. Strike two to Hewitt. The number nine hitter, Jake Vogel, is waiting on deck. He's about six steps away from the on-deck circle. The pitch. Just missed. Tried to drop it in. But no, sir. And ball two. Betancourt walks away from second. Waters gives him a glance. Second look. Delivers. Swing and a miss. Strikes out Hewitt with a changeup. Third strikeout for Waters. Second runner that he's left at second base in two innings. One nap complete. Scoreless from Lansing.
Greenhouse was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The Same House, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. We're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It's the last of the second inning and a scoreless game. The Lugnuts and the Great Lakes Loons. Junior Perez to get things started against Yonel Choi. Right-hander deals to right-hander. Pitch is on its way. It's outside for ball one. It's going to go Junior Perez, Brennan Malone, Eribio Angeles for 5-6 in the order. Choi lets it rip. It's bunted up the third base side. Choi over, bare hands, throws beyond first baseman Lockwood Powell. It bounces into shallow right field. Perez plugs for second, pulling and standing without a throw. Bunt single followed by the throwing error. There's your first Lugnuts base runner, and he's in scoring position.
Well, it was the Airs for the Lugnuts last night. They had four, while the Loons were pretty clean defensively outside of a dropped pop fly single that was ruled in that late game in the seventh. But right there, probably one that you just want to pocket. Great bunt by Junior Perez.
Here's Brennan Malone batting right. No score in the game. Nobody out. Perez at second. Joy looks back at him. Comes set away from the chest. Offers. Strike called on the outside corner. Adam, Junior Perez yesterday was... It was one of his most dominant performances of the year. One hit, a two-run double. Three walks. Three steals. He's a threat to run right here. A one. Down and away to Malone. Ball and a strike. Now, meanwhile, here's Brennan Malone, who, if you get him involved, watch out. It was a frustrating game at home plate yesterday for Brennan. He's DHing today, batting fifth. Troy throws. High for ball two.
We talked about it with Junior Perez. He is so important to this lineup. They see him have a good game and immediately bump him back up to the cleanup spot, especially when Daniel Susak has the day off.
Keeps on hitting like this and reaching like this. Malone swings and hammers it. Left field. That ball is down and taking a hop off the wall. And down goes Vogel with a quick spill. Perez scores. Malone takes his spot at second. The RBI double puts the Lugnuts up 1-0 in the second inning.
That's exactly how you draw it up. The leadoff man on gets over to second base. And then Malone comes in and smacks a double. Good swing right down the line. Lansing's the first one on the board tonight.
It brings up A. Uribiel Angeles. The Loons twice have had runners at second base, unable to score them. Lugnuts' first opportunity, cash in. Righty, righty, nobody out. Malone at second. The pitch. Strike called on the outside corner. Yenel Choi was originally scheduled not to start this game. In fact, it was scheduled to be Yan Castro. Here's an 0-1. Hit in the air and foul. Off the left side. Instead of Castro, though, here's Choi. We'll see if we see Castro pitch in the series. A 24-year-old out of the Dominican Republic, formerly of the Yankees organization. Choi, the 23-year-old, lets it fly. Check swing, went around too far on appeal. At strike three, as a fastball up above the zone. Nonelason trying to duck away. The wrists broke. Second strikeout for Choi. One down, home second. So with one run in, a 1-0 Lugnuts lead, one out, Malone 180 feet away. The batter is T.J. Schofield Sam. Left-handed batter out of Brampton, Ontario. Third baseman Betancourt off his line. The pitch, fouled off into the screen. We have seen Schofield Sam like a mirror image of Daniel Susak. When you pitch him away, he punches the ball through the left side. So Betancourt trying to cut that off at third. Meanwhile, the shortstop, Young, is right up the middle behind the runner, Malone. Two more hits yesterday for Schofield Sam. At a one pitch. Check swing. High. No appeal. Ball one. It was really pleasant to converse with earlier today, Adam, as our pregame interview. Malone edges away from second base. Here's the pitch. Tails off the outside corner. Changeup. Ball two.
It's got to be fun to talk to a fellow hyphen.
You knew I had to ask him about that first thing. Oh, TJ and I have hyphenated last names from birth, and we're proud, man. That's a 2-1 pitch. And he chops it down toward third. Betancourt waits back, grabs. Here's the throw. And the stretch of the bag by Lockwood Powell. Schofield Sam is out. Because that play was made at third base, Brendan Malone could not move from second. Two outs.
This is a little bit more forgiving on the back of a jersey, though. He's got SAM. You would have a long list of letters on the back of your Lugnuts jersey.
Me and Christian Encarnacion Strand now up with the Cincinnati Reds.
Thank goodness they don't put the first name for him, too.
C.J. Rodriguez now. Righty, righty. Pitch on its way. Breaks in there for a called strike. So C.J. follows T.J. C.J. is for Carlos Jr. Meanwhile, T.J. is for Tyrell James. His first and middle names. So T.J., we have it down as T period J period. No periods for C.J.
C.J. Elvis Rodriguez.
That's compared to Adam Jaxa exclamation point. 1-0 Nuts. Swing and a miss by Rodriguez. Strike two. Rodriguez has three hits in the series. One single, two doubles. And the doubles came in the same inning. A couple of days ago. Malone at second, two outs. 0-2. Breaking ball is yanked on a line down the left field line. Foul. Behind the Loon's pen. Making a bid for another double. Rodriguez has 10 doubles this year. He's one of five active Lugnuts with double digits in doubles. And the Lugnuts would love to double their lead. Here's the pitch. Up high. Hidden chase. Number 9 hitter Clark Elliott is on deck. Troy looks at Malone. Sets. The pitch. Hit in the air out to left field. Jake Vogel to his left. Nabs it. Side retired. Inning over. But it begins with a single, a throwing error, and an RBI double by Brendan Malone, bringing in Junior Perez. Malone left at second. Lugnuts have the game's first lead. 1-0 Nuts going to the third inning. Adam Jaxa gets the call when we resume.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Hello there, as we welcome you back to Jackson Field, here top of the third in Michigan State Capitol, 1-0, Lansing leading. Thanks so much for joining us on Wizarding Weekend, a magical couple of days here. The Lugnuts up by a run and hoping they can keep it that way. Jake Vogel, Taylor Young, Dalton Rushing coming up to the plate in this third inning against the righty, Jacob Waters. Righty on righty, first pitch. That's outside, ball one. Vogel, the spotlight hitter for Jesse tonight, a left fielder with two hits last night, an RBI, and a stolen base. Pitch, swing and a miss. That dropped out of the zone. One ball, one strike. And a couple of nights ago, he reached three times, two walks, a stolen base, and a base hit. So a guy that you want to keep off the bases, especially with Taylor Young, Dalton Rushing, Damon Keith, the top three coming up. Vogel is the buddy's K-man tonight. Pitch home. That's down low. Gets away from Rodriguez. 2-1. In Wizarding Weekend fashion, they've got the Harry Potter glasses that are painted in the batter's circle behind the home plate umpire, Charles Welling. Pitch. That's down low. 3 balls and a strike, and right above it, they've got the scar in red to resemble a logo for Harry Potter. So pretty cool tonight. And again, pitch home. That's in there. Strike two. There are a lot of Harry Potter-themed outfits tonight with scarves and hats, some former Harry Potter-themed uniforms that the Lugnuts designed. Pitch home. On the ground towards third, rolls into Schofield Sam's glove, throws across the diamond, Bautista fighting the sun, makes the catch. There's one away. So that brings up Taylor Young here with 2 outs. 1-0 Lugnuts leading. We're in the top of the third. Go back to the top of the order here for a second time. Waters the first time through the order. A walk, a base hit. That was it. No runs. Lugnuts trying to win for a second straight night. Take the series lead. Pitch home. Right-hander takes it. Belt high. Strike one from the righty Waters. Jacob Waters, the first pitching prospect taken. Pitch. That's down low. Rodriguez turned his head and stood up to try and keep that one in front. Was able to do so. Waters was the first pitching selection taken last year by the A's. Many more pitchers taken this year, but stayed away in the first three picks. Pitch. Down low. 2 balls and a strike. Jacob was the fourth rounder last year. It's Daniel Susak, followed by Henry Bolte, Clark Elliott, Colby Thomas. Then Jacob Waters. 2-1 pitch. That's down low. Some difficult pitches here for Rodriguez to try and handle in the dirt. Waters in danger of walking Young for a second time. He walked and stole a bag in the first, but then was stranded there. 3-1 pitch. On the ground, right back up the middle to the left of Angeles at short. And it's a base hit for Young. He's 2-for-2, reaching. With one out, one on for the Loons. Here comes Dalton rushing. 1-0 Lansing here in the top of the third inning. There's a massive crowd once again, as we talked about earlier. Just short of 8,000 here at the park last night. Over 6,000 on Thursday. Had up over 3,000 on Wednesday. How about up over 5,000 Tuesday? First pitch a little bit wide to Dalton rushing. So the crowds just keep on growing as the weekend rolls through and as this season goes on. Throw back to first. Bautista Jr. tags Taylor Young late. Just watched the Lugnuts take the lead in the last half inning. Leadoff bunt by Perez. He got to second. And then the double. Pitch. That's outside. 2 balls, no strikes. Double came from Brennan Malone down that left field line. Waters, though, second time through the order. Struggling to find the zone against Young. And now rushing. He's down 2-0. Got to be careful with this pitch. Here it is. Ripped out to right center field, down for a base hit. To his right, it's stopped by Thomas. Speeding around second, Young is into third. And again, Dalton rushing using his great eye to get ahead 2-0. And then pummeled the fastball. They're at the corners with one out. He sat on that 2-0 pitch a couple times in this series. And the single, harmless compared to his home run and double to straightaway center field that we saw a few nights ago in those counts. Okay, so Damon Keith coming to the plate here against Waters. Righty on righty, one out. Pitch home. Fastball in. Outside corner, strike one. Lansing trying to hold on to a 1-0 lead here. Shadows overtaking the left side of the diamond. Creeping in towards foul and fair territory. Pitch. High bouncing ball towards short, and it gets past Anjeles into left field. In to score is Young. Up to second goes Rushing. 1-1 on the RBI single from Damon Keefe. The irony that the chopper goes right by Eurybio Anjeles, who has had so many base hits that way this year, including earlier in this series where he chopped one right over the Loon third baseman a few nights ago. But that's three straight hits now for the top three guys in the order a second time through. First pitch to Griffin Lockwood Powell is down low, ball one. Waters had only given up one hit first time through the order, and the walk to Young. But here come the Loons, just as Lansing was able to do last night, answering immediately after the Lugnuts grabbed the lead in the bottom of the second. Lockwood Powell 0-for-1, grounded out to third in his first at-bat. 1-0 pitch. Checked it, and he went around. Strike one. Lockwood Powell batting just up over 230 with 8 homers, 28 driven in for the big right-hander. 6'2", 225-pound, 25-year-old from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Undrafted in 2021 out of CMU. 1-1 pitch. That's on the outside corner. Strike two.
Ooh, Carnegie Mellon.
No, sir. That's not the magical place I was talking about.
Are you talking about a Pleasant Mount?
Yes. I'm talking about the flattest place on Earth, Mount Pleasant, Michigan.
Why? Why is it called Mount Pleasant if it's so flat?
I would love to know that question. That answer I don't have for you. 1-2 pitch. Bouncing ball foul, third base side. Well, Jesse pointed this out earlier, but Daniel Nava is standing a half step from the warning track that wraps around the park in the field of play. And he is down almost, he's over halfway down the third base line where he's standing, getting ready to either wave or stop rushing at third base. 1-2 pitch. That's up high. It brings Rodriguez out of his stance. You know, at what point did the umpire say something? What's the point of the batter's or the coaching box?
So my thinking is he's standing where he's standing so that way he can have easier communication with the dugout, right?
Yeah, no.
That's my guess.
2-2. That's fouled back.
It's my thought that as long as he's safe, right, that would be the idea of keeping a coach in the coach's box, is just to make sure that they're safe in case the batter lines a foul ball their way. Then the umpires have no difficulty with this. This is not affecting the Lugnuts' defense in any kind of negative way.
2-2 pitch. Breaking ball hit over towards third. Schofield Sam can't field it cleanly, knocks it down, but it's another error on TJ. He had a couple last night, and the bases are loaded here in this third inning.
It's a concentration lapse. Right, he just lifted up his glove a little bit too soon. And I talked with him during the pregame interview about that. What's he working on defensively? Fielding everything. He's got the hands. And he simply did not grab it. That's a ball in between his legs, and he's thinking at him. He's thinking, should I throw it to second? Should I throw it to first? It's all part of getting more reps.
And it was the first hit by Griffin Lockwood Powell, a 5-3 putout that he short-hopped the ball to first base. Didn't quite get it there. Danny Bautista was able to make the nice scoop over there, but has just struggled there the last couple of nights. You know he's thinking about it, obviously. But because of that, instead of a potential double play or at least one out, Lansing now has to get out of a jam with the bases loaded as Kenneth Betancourt is coming to the plate.
Just to go back to that play, there's a famous story, probably not true, about Yogi Berra, who was told he needed to think a little bit more at home plate. And so he stood up there on the batter's box, and he took pitch one right down the middle, strike one. Second pitch right down the middle, strike two. Third pitch right down the middle, strike three. He came back, and he said to the dugout, how can a guy think and hit at the same time? And I think that TJ is doing a little bit too much thinking in terms of just let the body make the play.
Is that what Bryce Harper was doing in his at-bat the other day?
He was thinking about something.
Just standing there. He didn't move, and he struck out. Didn't swing at anything. All right, here goes Kenneth Betancourt. Hits it right to Schofield Sam. This time he grabs on one hop to second to right. Back to first. There's the double play. So if you don't succeed the first time, try again and turn two. And he does. 80 double plays this year now for the Lansing Lugnuts. Loons leave two stranded. We head to the bottom of the third, now tied at one.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jaxa.
Off to the bottom of the third we go. Lansing and Great Lakes tied at one here at Jackson Field. Appreciate you stopping by on Wizarding Weekend at the ballpark. Today and tomorrow, series finale at 1:05 between the Loons and the Lugnuts. Tomorrow afternoon, Kids Day. Clark Elliott, the only batter that hasn't come to the plate yet in today's game, steps in for the first time. Colby Thomas, Joshua Wright will follow against Young Il Choi. Time called. Looks like we had a baseball that was out there that was loose, but Jake Vogel, the left fielder, takes care of it. Playing Elliott to pull to the right side as the infield has shifted. Room down the third base line. Righty on lefty matchup. The righty throws. Hit hard out to right field. That one pushing towards the line, and it's foul. Bounding across the street and into the Paramount Coffee parking lot. That was close. Wow, that looked like that may have been fair, but Byburn Rondon's got a great look right down the line. He's getting an earful from Luis Baez down there saying, are you sure? Are you sure that wasn't Clark Elliott's first home run? Not to be. Here's pitch two. Swing and a miss.
Strike changeup.
Well, you knew he wasn't getting the same pitch. That's for sure.
Tell you what, though. I think that swing is showing what we've continued to see, which is that the Clark Elliott who's currently with the Lugnuts is a far cry from the Elliott who first joined the Lugnuts.
That was a Clark Elliott pull it right down the line ball.
Yes, it was.
Looked pretty good. 0-2 pitch. Sent out to center field, hanging up. Just long enough. No, it's dropped by Newell. He leaned forward. It goes off his glove. Elliott's beating to second base. The throw in is late and gets behind the infield. It's knocked down by Choi, but Elliott has got the base hit. And it doesn't look like an error attached, so that's a hustle double there for Clark Elliott. So I know it's not quite the home run, but still extra bases there for Elliott. Good speed out of the batter's box. It was just kind of a bloop shot that looked like it was going to hang up long enough for Newell, who was running into his left. Got his mitt on it to squeeze it, but it popped out. There's Colby Thomas from the right side. 1-1 our score. We're in the bottom of the third here at Jackson Field. Choi set, throws home. Up high, ball one. Colby Thomas trying to give the Lugnuts the lead right back after the Loons tied it in the top of this frame. Lansing grabbed the lead in the bottom of the second. Series tied at two apiece. The pitch, there goes Elliott to third. It's lifted to the first baseman. Lockwood Powell, and Elliott's got to get back. He's got no chance. He's doubled off as Lockwood Powell throws it over to Hewitt. Two outs.
I think if you're the Great Lakes Loons, and you saw that Chris Newell dropped the Elliott double, you're thinking, there's redemption. But there's a place for, if you're the Lugnuts, it's another out on the bases. And we've seen a lot of them over the course of this series.
Yeah, it's been mistake-filled for the Nuts on the bases, despite them being able to steal many of them in this series. The pitch, Josh Von Wright takes it outside, ball one. Is that a play right there where if you're Clark Elliott, you got to kind of peek there on the crack of the bat to see where it's at?
You've got to have some kind of awareness.
I mean, he was still basically at third base when the ball was being thrown to second. 1-0. That's outside. Two balls, no strikes. So, unfortunately, he got a great jump, which is good, but once you hear the crack of the bat, you got to find it. And at that point, he was already at third and had no chance to get back. 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Wright chased that up. 2-1 on the righty. Batting just under 260. Lined it out to first base in his first at-bat. So a couple of pop flies caught by Griffin Lockwood Powell over there tonight. Choi set. The 2-1. Slice back out of play.
It used to be a college baseball trick play back in the day, where if a runner would take off, try to steal, and they didn't look back, in the dugout, you would crack two aluminum bats together, and then the catcher would throw a pop-up to an infielder. But the batter would take a pitch, catcher throws it, runner doesn't know what to do.
2-2 pitch. This is on the ground. Left side, sliding for it. Young can't get it at the shortstop position. It's into left field. Base hit, Josh Von Wright.
He's been making things happen at the top of the Lugnuts order.
He's hitting it in the right spot. Two hits yesterday and a walk. Two-run double in the fourth. The night before, he walked a couple of times. And before that, RBI single. He's been excellent there at the top. And we remember the series opener where he had the double and the triple and the run scored. So every night, Josh Von Wright is getting aboard. And that's what you're looking for out of the two-hole. That's going to be it for Yun Il Choi. And they will go to the bullpen here with two outs in this third inning. I imagine this might be a stopgap thrower before we get Adolfo Ramirez.
No, Adam, this is Adolfo Ramirez.
Okay. So interesting. Usually when you have the piggyback, you don't bring them in the middle of an inning, but they're going to go ahead and do that. Adolfo Ramirez, the 23-year-old out of Mexico, international free agent, signed in 2016. Fastball, slider, and a changeup.
He would like to have somebody help him forget the last time that he pitched against the Lugnuts. But if you stick your head inside the pen sieve, here's what you'll see. In the seventh inning on the July the 1st at Dow Diamond, he struck out Jack Winkler, and then Adam, Danny Bautista Jr. a single, C.J. Rodriguez a two-run homer, Aribil Anales a triple, Max Muncy an RBI single. All things considered, four hits in a row, three runs allowed. He only pitched that inning.
We also could use the time turner, you know, go back and watch it live, replay it.
There's a lot of, I don't know, possibilities available.
Can you apparate back in time?
I'm unable to.
Yeah,
I'm also out of blue powder.
Yes. I also think that that happens in the present, not back in time. But, yes indeed. That was back on July 1st in an 8-3 win for Lansing. Well, he gave up those three runs. Lugnuts coming into tonight, the 14th meeting with the Loons. They have a slight 7-6 advantage in the series history. And going back to two times up in Midland, a three-game set and a six-game set. And now the first of two six-game sets here in Lansing. 1-1 our score. We're in the bottom of the third. Two outs. Josh Von Wright at first. And here is Adolfo Ramirez. Righty on righty. First pitch. Danny Bautista Jr. takes it on the outside corner. Strike one.
I
Set from the stretch. Green Sox pulled up. Throws. Chopper off the plate. Hit towards second. Charging is Hewitt at second. Throws on a run to first. And Lockwood Powell makes the catch. That's going to do it. So after a leadoff double from Elliott and a near home run, Bucknuts get doubled off. And then after a single from right, Bautista grounds out. We're off to the fourth inning. Lansing and Great Lakes tied at one.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Three innings down, six to go. Lansing and Great Lakes tied at one as we bring you back for the top of the fourth. Beautiful night for baseball, just short of 80 degrees. The sun still lighting up the diamond with some shadows in between intersecting in the outfield and the left side of the infield. Jacob Waters back out to face Chris Newell, the six-hitter. First pitch, the lefty cracks it out to right field. Hanging up, Thomas going back, comes in and makes the catch. One away. Well, Jesse, it is Wizarding Weekend, so I'm going to need to get a breakdown from you on a favorite moment from the movies, from the books, a favorite part, a scene you really like, character you really like. You can go in any direction here, but I'm just curious. I wanted to pick your brain. One thing you love about this series. Here's Frank Rodriguez, right side. First pitch, breaking ball up high, ball one.
So something you know about me. Because I love mysteries. I love whenever there's a series of clues, there's something that you can't wait to find out the solution to.
Here's the 1-0 pitch. That's down low. 2-0.
The first couple of series of books, they're mysteries, right? There is the mystery of who in the world is trying to get the Sorcerer's Stone. Who in the world is out there petrifying kids?
Who in the world is Harry Potter? 2-0 pitch. That's up high. Three balls, no strikes.
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
No. She's not a part of this.
She is not. So that's what I come to is what I really enjoy is a good mystery solved with a really great climax.
Pitch home. That's on the outside corner. Three balls and a strike to Frank Rodriguez. 1-1 here, top four. Nobody on. One out.
Your turn.
I really like the plot of 2 and 3. Pitch. That's down low, ball four. Rodriguez walks. That's the second one given up by Waters tonight. So I love the fact that there's this secret passageway that hasn't been opened in 50 years, and that there's this giant serpent that lives in this gigantic castle, and all of the most talented wizards and witches in the world, and nobody has any idea. They're all thwarted by the heir of Slytherin. That's kind of cool.
Now, let's take this into the real world only for this. Do you know what a basilisk is in real life?
Max Hewitt from the left side, the pitch. That's outside. One ball, no strikes.
It's not a very big, but it's not a very small sized lizard. It's a lizard that can run on water. It's a really cool, weird lizard.
1-0. That's up high. Two balls, no strikes.
So the second book is describing the basilisk. And describing it in really horror-filled tones. And I'm going, I know what a basilisk is. That's a weird lizard that runs on water.
Well, yeah, they morph over years, though, right? They lost their legs, turn into a serpent, and then just grew like 50 feet.
Evolution, man.
2-0. That's inside. 3 balls, no strikes. And then how could you not love the plot of 3, right? There's this mysterious guy that's escaped from the Prisoner of Azkaban.
Yes,
and
yes.
The twist, you think he's this bad guy for half the book. Pitch. That's outside. Ball 4. Back-to-back walks by Waters. And there's 2 on with 1 out as Jake Fogle is coming to the plate. Kumar Nambiar is warming in the pen. You think maybe Waters gets one more chance here before you go back to the top of the order, although Jake Fogle has basically been a top-of-the-order guy with how he swung it. Here comes Don Schulze to have a chat here with Fogle.
Kumar Nambiar has basically pitched a game in the bullpen, warming up each and every inning, but looked like Waters was going to have the wheels fall off in the third inning, got the double play ball, got out of it. All he needs is a double play ball, and he's out of it again. He's been pitching on the trapeze, right?
That's how you work out of the walks and the base runners. We've seen that time and time in this series.
Back to the series that's Harry Potter.
Yeah, Prisoner of Azkaban is pretty great. And that's where we get introduced to the Marauder's Map. There's more secret passageways. Like, all of the new things that get introduced in Hogwarts itself, pretty cool. And the Marauder's Map, you've got the Whomping Willow that's tied in from Book 2, but
yes.
Then comes to play as a Shrieking Shack is underneath of it. I mean, I love all those little details.
The fourth one confounds me, because there is so much excitement about the Triwizard Tournament. The parrots think it's the coolest thing in the world. That tournament kills people.
Yes, it does. Jake Fogle to the box from the right side. 2 on, 1 out. The pitch, on the ground, foul, third base side. Hit that one hard. I like the idea of bringing together other schools in the Triwizard Tournament. I was just so bummed that they had started to gain momentum with the Quidditch, and there was no Quidditch that year.
Once you show me the idea of a Quidditch World Cup, I'm going to need to see some pool play and some knockout stages.
That's right. And how do we get a Hogwarts team in there, a Durmstrang team
let's
in
go.
There? You know, come on, let's get something working.
So no. The great ideas.
Waters 0-1 pitch. That's in there. Nice little breaking ball. No balls, 2 strikes. 2 on, 1 out. 1-1 our score, top 4. Loons threatening after a couple of walks. Taylor Young in the top of the order, waiting on deck here. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a foul tip. Held on to by Rodriguez. Big time strikeout for Jacob Waters. 2 gone.
It just shows his ability, right? That's what he's capable of, is rearing back, finding that something extra, and overwhelming Jake Fogle. Fogle, the first pitch of the at-bat, nearly had himself a run-scoring extra base hit, sizzling up the third base line, and then that was it for him.
Now can he go get Taylor Young, who's reached twice against him, with a walk and a base hit. Righty on righty to pitch. Breaking ball down low.
Bill Moriarty for Athletics Farm did a great interview with the Athletics person in charge of scouting, Eric Kubota, asking about the players that they picked. And Adam, they focused on this idea of bringing the pitcher with great stuff and working in the organization. Go Patterson, here Don Schulze, teaching them to throw strikes.
1-0. Lifted out to center field. Perez coming in. It hangs up. He snatches it head high for the third and final out. So Waters works around the walks, leaves 2 loons stranded, and we will head to the bottom of the fourth. Trivia time when we return to Jackson Field.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know, if you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking.
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
To the bottom of the fourth inning, tied at one, Junior Perez leading off for the Lugs. He had a bunt single in his first at-bat. Now he faces Adolfo Ramirez for the first time, righty on righty. Time called by home plate umpire Charles Welling. And we've got a pitch clock violation, so Perez will start in a 1-0 count. Last night we saw Maloon commit a pitch clock violation on a 3-2 count. And that run came around to make it 8-6, final score, 1-0. That's in there, fastball, strike one.
With the way the junior's going, you don't want to give him too many built-in advantages.
He just missed a home run last night. Off the 20-foot wall, was about 19 feet up, settled for a double. The pitch, swing and a miss. 1-2 on the slider, looked like he did tip it. Perez with the bunt single. Tonight, he had the 3 walks and the 2-run double last night. Does he have another chance that he can get aboard here? 4 times he reached yesterday. He also stole 3 bases yesterday and scored a run. So been on the last 5 times. Got to protect here. 1-2. Hard hit. Ropes. Third baseline fair. Perez is around first, and he's headed for second. Fogle throwing towards second, and it's cut off. Another extra base hit for Perez. Kicks down the door towards the bullpen. It's a double to open up this fourth inning.
He is on some kind of tear. Adam, I would compare him and Colby Thomas to Jacob Waters on the hitting side. That is, you know there are major league tools there. You just want to see it consistently. And right now, we're seeing it every plate appearance with Perez.
This is what we've seen earlier this year. It started in West Michigan when he hit those 3 home runs in back-to-back games. And then he started to get hot. He's had some big swings, including a near home run and doubled his straightaway center field last weekend at West Michigan. Okay, here's Brendan Malone. First pitch takes it tight, ball one. RBI double in his first at-bat. That scored Junior Perez from second. Could he potentially do it again and give Lansing the lead back. Tied at one in the bottom of the fourth. Nobody out. The pitch. Malone up high and inside as he bends back. 2-0. Brendan Malone with Hagrid as his Harry Potter headshot up there on the video board.
Let me tell you, his beard is getting thicker and thicker.
Malone's or Hagrid's?
Malone's.
The pitch. That's foul. Third base side. Conklin does a little dance. Get out of the way there. 2-1.
Hagrid's beard is already a thicket.
Hagrid's a big dude. Massive dude.
Yeah.
Wide, tall, just large. Half giant. 2-1 pitch. Down low, good eye, and it's 3 balls and a strike. Lansing tonight now with 5 hits, 3 for doubles. Malone, Perez, and Elliott. With doubles here. Lansing has still not hit a home run, though, since we came back from the MLB All-Star break. Good hitters count here at 2-1. And Ramirez steps off. Malone has 1 home run. He hit it out to Home Run Hill. Good crowd out there on the hill tonight. There goes Perez. Pitches inside. And it's ball 4. It was a fake from Perez. Just a lunge step on the secondary lead. He gets back to the bag at second, so they're at first and second after a double and now a walk.
I'm really liking that combination of Perez and Malone. Now they just need to get some help from the hitters batting behind them.
Yes, indeed. And Aribe Alanjuelez is the first man that has the opportunity to do that. All right, Jesse, let's see if we can sneak in trivia as we get a mound visit here. They gathered the entire infield. Question is, out of all the teams, there's 12 in the Midwest League, what two teams are the furthest away, mile-wise, from their parent club? What two teams in the Midwest League out of the 12 are the furthest away from their parent club?
So, for example, the Lake County Captains and the Cleveland Guardians, although that wouldn't be too far away. They're right next door to each other.
Yeah.
But you'd be comparing the cities of East Lake, Ohio, and Cleveland, Ohio.
Correct. So their current Midwest League city with their current Big League city. What two teams are furthest away mileage-wise? First pitch, Anjuelez shows bunt, pulls it back. Did he get it back in time? Junior Perez is between second and third, and he is just back safe. Taylor Young thought he had him, and now Young is down on his knees with his hands over his face going, how was he safe? Staring in at Clyburn Rondon, and now out comes the manager, Daniel Nava, to have a word with Clyburn Rondon.
You remember when Nava was not quick enough to stop Kenneth Betancourt from getting ejected yesterday? Boy, did he sprint out there to help out Taylor Young, because already Clyburn Rondon was telling Young, that's enough.
He looked like he was riding the firebolt on his way out there. He got out there so quickly.
Junior Perez was so far away from second base. The Loons were sure that they had him.
Anjuelez had offered for so long there. Perez was thinking he was going to make contact at least, and he didn't foul it off. The pitch was outside. So, first and second, still nobody out. Corners of the infield, Lockwood Powell and Betancourt are in on the grass. Throw back to second. Perez just gets in safe after the tag from Hewitt was a touch late. Loons probably thinking they got a chance to get Perez and maybe get a chance at a potential makeup call because they are severely frustrated.
Junior's playing with fire.
Yes, he is. Big lead over there. The pitch home. Perez goes to third. It's hit on the ground right side. Juggled and knocked down by Hewitt. Underhand toss to Powell. Lockwood Powell at first for the out. But both runners get to second and third, and essentially it works as a sacrifice.
Junior is utterly frustrated at third base. He's saying, hey, Rubiel, you took away a steal from me.
He did indeed. You know what? I think he'll have another chance, though.
I like that idea in theory, right? You've shown bunt. The runners are in motion. And now if Anjuelez can just poke it through the infield, you've got something. But he couldn't get it past Hewitt. Didn't hit it sharply enough.
And he hit it right at him. Here's Schofield Sam from the left side. The pitch. Swing and a miss. That dropped off under the table. Infield drawn in here. One out. We're tied 1-1. Bottom four. Lansing trying to sneak a lead right back after they gave it up in the top of the third. The pitch home. Down low. No, it's called strike two. Quickly up, rushing, was looking to throw back to third, but Betancourt wasn't at the bag, and Schofield Sam now down 0-2.
This is situational for a TJ, right? You don't need to hit it all that far. Either get it through the infield or hit a fly ball deep enough.
See if he can do one of those here. 0-2 pitch. Chopped, and it's right in front of the mound. Knocked down by Ramirez. Picks it up, throws late, and he throws it wide of Griffin Lockwood Powell. Into score comes Perez. Up to second goes Schofield Sam. To third, Malone. 2-1 nuts on a massive mistake from Adolfo Ramirez.
Both of the Lugnuts runs in this game, Adam, have involved the pitcher for the Loons panicking and throwing it away. Yanil Choi in the second inning, and here Adolfo Ramirez could not settle down his nerve long enough. He had Junior Perez stuck at third base. All he's got to do is take a deep breath and get that throw over to first base. And first he panicked as the ball bounced up to him, then he rushed it, and the throw was not close to Lockwood Powell.
And it was only a check swing tapper right in front of the mound, and you're right, he just couldn't find it, panicked, and then threw it away. Infield remains in for C.J. Rodriguez. The pitch popped up right side of the diamond, but it's going to leak foul, go behind the plate into the seats, bounces off the cement stairway, and into one of the chairbacks. Strike one on Rodriguez, who hit it flush in his first at bat, but lined out to left field in Jake Vogel.
The video board is currently reading 5 errors for the Loons. I think the official score might go fielding error, throwing error on Ramirez. We'll see.
That could be. Wow, 5 errors.
No, it should be 3, right?
I think so. The pitch home. Bouncing ball, that is foul. Third base side. And that is good news for the Lugnuts because Malone was in no man's land. It was caught by Betancourt right in front of the bag, about a step behind Malone, who was 3 steps down the line. So he had a chance to get Malone into a chase down there and maybe a double play.
I'm not sure what Brendan Malone was doing. Just go back to the bag. If it's fair down the line, you score.
0-2 pitch. Sent out to shallow right center field. Running in, Keith coming towards it, and he makes the catch. And he will quickly get it in. Cut off by Lockwood Powell to the right of the mound. Nobody moving up. So 2 outs. Runners remain at second and third.
Something right. I appreciate about Damon Keith, I think he's got the quickest release that we've seen of any outfielder in the league. He catches it, and the ball is out.
And a nice job timing that up, too. Make sure he could get behind it, get some momentum. Right idea from Rodriguez, but not enough on it. So can Clark Elliott pick him up? He had a near home run, hit it right over the fly Lansing right foul pole, but it just was to the right of the pole. The pitch home. That's low and inside, ball one. But then a couple of pitches later, no 2 pitch. Sent out a shallow ball to right center. It ticked off the glove of Newell, got down. He had himself a double. Take that now with runners at second and third. Pitch home. Too tall. Good eye here, and it's 2 balls, no strikes on Clark Elliott. Lansing leading 2-1 in the bottom of the fourth. There they've switched the errors to 3 now. So 3 on the Loons, 1 on the Lugnuts. Lansing beneficiary of getting that second run because of it. The pitch. Shot foul. Third base side into the seats. 2 balls and a strike on number 11, Clark Elliott. Jesse, did you say his parents are in town to watch him play?
Yes, met his parents, met his girlfriend.
Great to see. Former Michigan Wolverine and local guy right from Barrington, Illinois. 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball. Grabs that outside corner. 2 balls, 2 strikes on Elliott.
Clark did a pregame TV interview yesterday, and I told his parents that after yesterday's game, and they said, thank goodness you told us, because he wouldn't have told us.
No?
He's a very quiet, private guy, apparently.
2-2 pitch. It's down low inside. Good eye, 3 balls, 2 strikes. Not even excited to tell your parents, hey, look, I did an interview today.
He's not one to self-promote. I really enjoyed talking with him. Big-time art lover.
Well, can he potentially help his teammates score here? 3 balls, 2 strikes on Clark Elliott. Second and third, 2 outs. 2-1, Lansing leading. We're in the bottom of the fourth at Jackson Field. Shadows now covering most of the diamond outside of a slight pocket in shallow center and out in right field. The pitch, swing and a miss on that outer edge. Looks like he did tip it, but held on to by rushing. And the Nuts, with runners at second and third, do get help from a mistake on the mound from Adolfo Ramirez. Then get a weak fly out to right, and then a strikeout. We're off to the fifth. Lansing leads 2-1. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with the play-by-play right after this.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Al-Anon can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
For Jacob Waters today, the Lugnuts right-hander from Virginia went four innings. He allowed four hits, one run, he walked three, struck out four, he's out. And the Lugnuts are leading the Great Lakes Loons 2-1 going to the fifth inning. For the new pitcher, the lefty out of Larchmont, New York, Kumar Nambiar. Southpaw takes on left-handed slugging Dalton Rushing. Then Keith and Lockwood Powell, 2-3-4, the pitch. Down low, aim for the outside corner, but missing for ball one. Rushing is 1-for-2 with a strikeout looking and a single. One of those four strikeouts for Waters, one of those four hits. Swing and a miss by Rushing. There's that Nambiar curve. One ball, one strike. Kumar Nambiar earlier in the series fired three scoreless innings as Rushing gets time granted. Kumar struck out one. He allowed only one base hit. Standout from Yale. 34th rounder 4 years ago. Deals to the second rounder last year. Hammered down the right field line, but pulled foul. Rushing was looking for his 10th round trip tour of the year. That ball is up beyond the Paramount Coffee parking lot and still rolling out toward Pierre Marquette. Whew. One ball, two strikes. Try again. Lifted up in the air and foul left side. Over the netting. Air to the seats. Cushioned off a body. One ball, two strikes. Nambiar coming in with a 3.98 ERA, 26 appearances. 40 and two-thirds innings, 32 strikeouts, 19 walks. He deals. Swing and a miss. Got him waving over the top of the off-speed. Second strikeout for Rushing. First batter, 1K for Kumar. Kumar's first name begins with the letter K. Here's Damon Keith. Last name starts with a K. Struck out in the first. RBI single in the third for the Loons' only run. Down 2-1. Pitch. Kumar misses off the outside corner. One ball and no strikes. Number three hitter in the Loons' lineup. The pitch. A curveball. Strike called on the outside corner. Nambiar, if you missed it, last Monday was in Washington, D.C., meeting with the president and the vice president. Here's the pitch. Hit high in the air, out toward right field. Colby Thomas tracks it toward the corner to his left. He's got the catch. Now there's two outs, one right fielder retiring the other. It was all about a labor panel. It was about new unions that are either formed or trying to form, negotiating to be recognized. And in talking to Kumar Nambiar about it, his experience with the Minor League Baseball Players Union was an important experience to share because, as Kumar told me, it was an experience led entirely in good faith. Griffin Lockwood Powell takes ball one down and in. And it was a representative there for Starbucks trying to start up the Starbucks Union and all of the frustrations that they've had. The MLB players and their negotiations with Major League Baseball. Swing and a miss on the off-speed. One ball, one strike on Lockwood Powell. Kumar said, good faith negotiations throughout every step along the way, leading up to the historic agreement being signed. A ground ball foul off the foot of Lockwood Powell, strike two. I would be very curious, after Kumar's professional baseball playing career ends, what he does with his life. And that's because of what he's already done. The lefty from Yale, 2019 first team all Ivy League, looks for a perfect top of this fifth inning. Two outs, nobody on, 2-1 Lugnuts. Deals to the Chippewa, Lockwood Powell batting right. Strike three called, Lockwood Powell knew it, he's gone, and Kumar bookends a perfect frame with strikeouts. Halfway to the house, to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's the Lugnuts 2, the Loons 1.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. To learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests, ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Two unearned runs scored by the Lugnuts against the Loons so far. Yanel Choi, the starting pitcher, committed a throwing error to open up the door in the second inning, and Brendan Malone took advantage with an RBI double. 1-0 Lugnuts, knocking in Junior Perez. And then Perez doubled to lead off the fourth. He scored on a throwing error by Adolfo Ramirez. So hence 2-0 to the bottom of the fifth. Top of the order time, Thomas Wright Bautista Jr. Right-hander Adolfo Ramirez returns. He's gone 1 1/3 so far. Kicks, offers, Kobe swings and misses. The off-speed away, strike one. It's a low arm slide for Adolfo Ramirez from the right side. He's got that slider moving. Kobe is 0-2 with a strikeout and a pop out into a double play. Pitch on its way. That slider's off the outside corner on a good take for ball one. Starting pitcher for the Loons, Choi, overall, 2 2/3, 4 hits, 1 unearned, no walks, 2 strikeouts. On the break even, Thomas swings and misses a fastball. That was right there, and it's 1-2. Really fun talking to Colby Thomas about his new friendship with Brendan Malone. The two of them growing up in Georgia, but about 4.5 hours, 5 hours apart. Colby from just above the Florida-Georgia border. A 1-2, down and away. Meanwhile, Brendan Malone, out of a suburb of Atlanta, so up to the north. And yet getting to meet each other, they have the same agent, they have the same scout in Jamel Spearman, I believe. A 2-2 pitch. Broken bat foul, grounded up the right side, and a new piece of lumber required for Colby. But he said that the two of them can work in the offseason. They know each other's swings really well, so they can keep on motivating one another. And how great it was, they were drafted last year, Thomas third round from Mercer, Malone sixth round from Oregon. And they both began this year in Stockton, and they both were moved up to Lansing together. Here's Colby Thomas batting first, Brendan Malone, fifth place hitter. Thomas coming in on a 19-game hitting streak, but he's 0-4 so far. A 2-2 once again. Swing and a miss. Boy, that ball ran right at him. What movement on the heat. He strikes out for a second time, and it's a second strikeout for Adolfo Ramirez.
Great dedication by the witch that was just walking down the aisle. She had a helmet full of popcorn, drink in one hand, yet she still made sure to take her wand to the concession stand. Had that too.
Perfect. Josh One right takes. Strike called on the outside corner. Josh One is 1-2. Pop out at a single. You know, Adam, I've heard that the wand chooses the user.
That is correct.
2-1 Lugnuts, the deal. Low from Ramirez. Love the catcher rushing, just discarding it with the right hand. Get out of here. Over to the bat boy, Ethan.
You're going to want to visit Ollivander's.
Yes, you will. One out with the bases clear. Righty, righty. There it is. Right swings and fouls it up and away to the right side. I tell you what, though. If every time somebody finds the one that's right for them, and it just knocks all the other boxes to the floor, what a mess.
But, you know, as we mentioned, Accio Reparo, they can just quickly clean that all up.
It's incredible. The pitch hit high in the air in a right field. The second baseman, Hewitt, goes out. What's the call? He's got the catch. All the while, Adolfo Ramirez paying him no mind, playing with the rosin bag. Pop out by right, out number two. Here's Danny Bautista Jr. Two outs, nobody on. 2-1 Lugnuts, last of the fifth. Adolfo Ramirez looks for a clean slate here. Gets a new baseball. I remember, Adam, the last time that the Lugnuts were scheduled to take on Ramirez, I looked up his hometown. It's Mulegé in Mexico. M-U-L-E-G-E. Accent mark over the last E. But it has a nickname. Heroica Mulegé. Pitch, fastball high. Want to know why? Mexican-American War, 1846 through 1848. So the Americans tried to occupy different cities along the coast. 1-0, gotten away. The people of Mulegé repelled them. The forces came in. Mulegé defended itself, drove the soldiers out. And so because of their heroism in defending their town, they received that nickname.
Interesting.
2-0. Strike called on the inside corner. So he's from Mulegé, but it's written on the Great Lakes Loons roster as Heroica Mulegé. And you can understand why. If my town had that as its nickname and that was its history, I would want that too. Swing and a miss by Bautista Jr. 2 balls, 2 strikes. What's Eden Rapids' nickname?
The Greyhounds. The yeah. Island City?
Greyhounds for the bus, of course.
Sure.
Is it the Island City?
It is the Island City because the
awesome.
Grand River surrounds it. Yeah,
I love that.
It's the only Eden Rapids on Earth.
It's marvelous. That's Adam's hometown. 2-2. Punched foul on the ground right side. Bautista Jr. stays alive. How rapid are the rapids? Have you shot them?
No, I haven't. There's a dam right downtown, so it slows them down. Controls it.
This is about, what, 15 minutes away from Lansing? Maybe a little farther.
Yeah, about 20-ish minutes down M99.
2-2. Up and inside. Ball 3 to Bautista Jr., the number 3 hitter in the order. Junior Perez is on deck, and he has been a thorn on the loon side. We're in the city of Lansing, mid-Michigan, Michigan State Capitol. 2-1 Lugnuts. Here's the payoff. Popped up. Foul, right side, catcher rushes over. It was slide to stop himself. That ball's back into the seats. Is Dalton okay? Ben has the souvenir. As Dalton is walking gingerly back to home plate. The athletic trainer, Iquo Cato, checked in with him, and he gave a nod as if to say, I'm fine, don't worry about me.
Yeah, I think he was just he was going too fast there, and once he realized that the ball was going to get out of play, he just couldn't stop. He thought that he was going to be able to snag that one, get the final out.
A strike out of Thomas, a pop out to right. A 3-2 pitch for Danny Bautista Jr. Up and in, ball 4. Second walk given out by Ramirez. That's what they call the radio ball. You might not see it, but you hear it.
Never heard that one before.
Have you ever heard of a pitch buzzing the tower?
Yes.
Should I come up with some more for you? Have you heard of sweet chin music?
I have heard. I just never heard it actually called the radio ball.
Have you ever heard of a pitcher tying a bow tie for a batter?
I've heard all of these things besides the radio ball.
It's a radio ball. You don't see it, but you hear it. You heard that ball buzz by. He's at first base, a threat to run. Junior Perez has to turn away from a fastball up and in.
That's a radio ball.
And that's ball 1. Nodding his head. Junior is single. He's doubled. He has scored both of the Lugnuts runs. The pitch, taking all the way. Strike called outside corner.
He went full A. Arribilanles right there.
As long as he doesn't go Bryce Harper, nobody should go full Bryce Harper.
Bryce Harper when Bryce Harper was up 3-1 somehow. Nearly got a walk out of it.
1-1. Swing and a foul tip hung onto by Rushing. Now Perez is in a 1-2 hole. They did not retire him yesterday. 2-run double, 3 walks. The day before, he had singled his final plate appearance.
What do you think someone could get their OBP up to if every at-bat for an entire 162-game season they just stood up there and never swung?
I think that once the book was out on them, I think that they would stop reaching. So I think that the OBP would continually sink as the season went on, and pitchers would say, oh, it's this guy. Here's the toss. Strike three called outside corner. Ramirez got him. And that ends the fifth inning. Couple of strikeouts to bookend things for Adolfo Ramirez. Works around the walk, which he strands. Sends us to the sixth inning. The Lugnuts 2. The Great Lakes Loons 1.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
-75 degrees and lovely in Lansing, Michigan. As Kumar Nambiar completes his warm-up pitches, C.J. Rodriguez's throw sails into center field, one hopping past Josh Wainwright. And you hope that's not an omen if you're a Lugnut supporter. We begin the top of the sixth inning. Kumar Nambiar just went right through rushing Keith and Lockwood Powell, 2-3-4 hitters. Got a perfect fifth inning, relieving Jacob Waters. And now he takes on Betancourt, Newell, and Rodriguez. Lugnuts 2, Loons 1. Lefty deals to the righty, Kenneth Betancourt. Fastball grabs the outside corner. Strike call. Betancourt is 1-for-2. Single to lead off the second, stranded at second base. In the third inning, he ended a Loons rally with a double play ball. The deal, high and outside. Ball at a strike. Adam Jaxa is here next to me. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Hello there. You can find us on social media at Adam Jaxa for Adam, A-D-A-M-J-A-K-S-A. The pitch, head of the air out toward right field, fading though to the right of the line. That ball is foul, chased into the corner by Colby Thomas. That ball took a wicked ricochet. That's strike two. I'm at Jay Goldstress, J-G-O-L-D-S-T-R-A-S-S. Marsha Bullard emails into jgoldstress@lansinglugnuts.com. T.J. Schofield Sam has a long name. Betancourt takes ball two. But there's a former Lugnut with a longer name, Jandon Thornton Murray. 14 letters, played for the Lugnuts in 2002.
Wow. That would have been a good trivia question tonight.
Pitch. Strike three called. Betancourt takes a seat. Nambiar's third strikeout. One up and one gone on the top of the sixth inning. Just frozen with the fastball. Chris Newell is 0-for-2. Lefty-lefty. 2-1 Lugnuts leading the sixth. The pitch. A curve to start him. And a strike one call. Christian Encarnacion Strand, by the way, the former Cedar Rapids Colonel, now in the major leagues with the Reds, has the record, the major league record, for the longest name, first and last. The pitch. Line drive. Shot down the right field line. Fair ball base hit. Out of the right field corner. Newell heads for second base. Colby Thomas's throw in. One hops, knocked down by Joshwan Wright. It's a double for Newell. First base runner against Nambiar gives the Loons the potential game-tying run in scoring position. Sarah Langs for MLB.com. And I would argue perhaps the greatest at what she does of anyone going in Major League Baseball was ranking the length of names. I love it. Okay, so Christian Encarnacion Strand is first with 27 letters between Christian Encarnacion hyphen Strand. He tops Simeon Woods Richardson in longest last name, 20-letter last name. Simeon Woods Richardson was at 18. The pitch to Frank Rodriguez. Line drive pushed foul over the Lugnuts pen. Strike one.
Was he a Blue Jay for a little bit?
Yes, he was. In third place, Jared Saltzalamacchia. I've got the full list here, Adam, of the longest names in baseball history.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
This is remarkable. Saltzalamacchia that low now?
And a one. Down low. So Jared Saltzalamacchia gave me headaches when I was calling his games as an intern in Montgomery in the Southern League. He was with the Mississippi Braves. And I would always try to give the batter's name as he was going to do something. Let's say, for example, Rodriguez swings this next pitch. I would try to say his name. Hang on. Ball is in play down the right side. So we'll clear it out before play will resume. So here I am, Adam. You can picture it. I'd say the pitch, Saltzalamacchia. And by the time I was done saying it, whatever had happened was done. He had singled, he had doubled, he had popped down. Nambiar looks back, 1-1. Rodriguez fouls it away to the right side. See, I can say that in the same amount of time it would take me to say Saltzalamacchia.
I wonder if his middle name was Gerald. Then it'd be JGS.
Well.
Probably not.
I appreciate guys with those great polysyllabic last names. Nambiar misses high with a fastball. It is Jared Scott Saltzalamacchia, in case you were wondering.
How did you beat me to that? His nickname was Salty. You could have just called him Salty.
I could have. He wasn't on my team, though.
I'm salty you didn't.
Nambiar misses low and away. The count is 3-2 on Rodriguez, who walked his last time up. There is action behind Nambiar in the Lugnuts pen. Set down the first four batters that he faced, three of them via strikeouts, but then Newell doubled. 3-2, a ground ball pulled towards short. Room service hop, Angeles holds the runner, those to first in time, two gone. Big out there, especially on a 3-2 pitch.
Yeah, it's well done right there, and great job by Angeles. And look back the runner, keep going towards first base, makes a nice throw, and a chance here to leave the runner stranded.
What I don't like is that Christian Encarnacion Strand, it doesn't say Encarnacion Strand on his jersey for the Reds. Lefty-lefty, Max Hewitt takes the breaker inside ball one. It says just Encarnacion. You know me. I would not like if somebody just referred to me as Jesse Goldberg.
I wondered if they were going to have to do something. Couldn't they just go smaller font?
I would hope they'd figure something out. A 1-0. Too high. I do not like when somebody shops my last name in half. I'm representing both of my parents.
Absolutely.
2-1, the Lugnuts lead. The pitch, Hewitt swings and gets under it. Back of second base, shortstop Anales there next to right. It's Anales who puts it away. Nambiar strands Newell's double. A second scoreless frame for the lefty out of the pen. To the bottom of the sixth inning. The Lugnuts 2-1 lead still intact from Jackson Field.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here with Adam Jackson. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. And it's the Loons trailing the Lugnuts 2-1. Lansing brings up Malone, Annalise, and Schofield Sam, 5-6-7 in the order. Looking to expand upon their lead. Hang on just a moment. The home plate umpire, Charles Welling. Not from behind the home plate circle. Just for a moment, just to make sure we were all set to go. And we are. Here's Brendan Malone, the number 5 hitter in the starting DH. Righty, righty. RBI double and a walk. The first pitch to him. At the knees on the outside corner from the right-hander, Adolfo Ramirez. He's gone 2 1/3 innings so far. 3 strikeouts, 1 hit, 1 walk, 2 errors, and a run scored. Actually, he's walked 2. Front door slider, stopped in the air out to center field. Back goes Newell, back he goes to make the catch. Malone is out number 1. Today in Lansing Lugnuts history, let's go back. July the 22nd, 2017. Griffin Jacks was selected out of the Air Force Academy by the Minnesota Twins. It was today in Lugnuts history that he faced the Lugnuts on his final day in minor league baseball before reporting to active duty with the Air Force. The pitch day reveal. Annalise hit high in the air out to right field. Damon Keith is under, stepping to his right, back to his left. He's got the grab. That's 2 quick flyouts, 1 to center, 1 to right. For the first 2 outs for Ramirez. Lugnuts 2, Loons 1. Bring up T.J. Schofield Sam. Well, Griffin Jacks and Cedar Rapids. 6 2/3 strong innings. Colonels beat the Lugnuts 12-4. He departed to a standing ovation. That was in 2017. He then graduated from the Air Force Academy. He was second lieutenant, returned to minor league baseball 2 years later. His pitch bounced in, ball 1 to Schofield Sam. And not only did he return to professional baseball, but he then went on to make the major leagues. And there is Griffin Jacks. In the bullpen for the Twins, 42 appearances right now at 2.97 ERA. There's a 1-0. Schofield Sam takes the ball up and away. Adam, I love that moment. I love that memory. It was a Lugnuts loss. And yet there he was, second Lieutenant Jacks, heading off the mound and off toward his service academy commitment.
Griffin Jacks, what a great name.
Yeah. A 2-0, hits the outside corner, strike call. James Griffin Jacks.
JGJ.
Could have gone by Jim Jacks, Jimmy Jacks. Griffin Jacks, the Twins reliever. Pitch. A chopper pushed left of the mound. Takes a nice hop for shortstop Young. The throw to first. In time. Schofield Sam and the Lugnuts are done. And done briskly in the sixth against Ramirez. Moving to the seventh. It's 2-1 Lugnuts in the lead. Adam Jackson returns to great fanfare with the call of the game.
All right, crew. Let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
You won't be surprised to know we've got another close game between the Loons and the Lugnuts. All four games to this point have been decided by two runs. Right now, just a one-run lead. Lansing in front 2-1 as we come to the seventh inning. And Lansing going to their third pitcher tonight as Christian Fernandez comes into the game for the Nuts. So Fernandez, the righty 6'3", 215-pounder. He will get 9-1-2, beginning with Jake Vogel. Righty on righty, the first pitch. Fernandez shoots it on the inside corner, strike one with the fastball. We mentioned, and Jesse had told you, that Jake Vogel's his spotlight hitter with good reason. He's 0-2, though, tonight. 0-1. Swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. Vogel reached three times last night, knocked in a run, had a double and a stolen base, and then reached three times with two walks and a steal a couple of nights ago. Tonight, ground out, strikeout. Fernandez, diagonally standing on the hill, turns, throws the 0-2. Checked it, Vogel went around, the pitch is in the dirt. Rodriguez stands up, tags his midsection, and there's the first K for Christian Fernandez. One away to open the seventh.
There's a reason that the number nine hitter is called the second leadoff man. That's the hitter that turns over the order. And that has really dampened the Loons' offense today, that Vogel can't get things going in front of Taylor Young.
There's no question about it. There's a reason they put him there. Still have a really good top of the order. Here is Taylor Young. First pitch to the righty. Bends inside a little bit too far. Ball one. Lansing 2, Great Lakes 1. There are some dark clouds beyond Jackson Field. 1-0. That's a little bit wide with the fastball. Two balls, no strikes. But no rain over here, and then there's clear skies off to the west. Just saw a bolt of lightning out beyond center field. But our old general manager, Tyler Parsons, who's now with the Durham Bulls, used to say, this is the Lansing bubble. 2-0. Outside, three balls, no strikes. And for a lot of that weather, he's correct. It either goes just north or just south. Jackson Field's almost positioned just about perfect to miss a lot of that bad weather. 3-0 pitch. That's in there, knee high, strike one.
For a long time, right, he took over as GM, and he did not have anything resembling a rain delay.
No. It was pretty remarkable. 3-1. Check swing. Strike two. And Fernandez right back in this count. Three balls, two strikes on the righty. Taylor Young was 2-for-3 and reaching base tonight with a walk and then a base hit. Scored a run and stole a bag. Payoff pitch. Just a little bit wide. And the speedster Young is aboard again. So tying run is aboard here in the seventh. Lansing trying to win two straight and do something the Loons have not had happen to them all year, which is tie a series on the road. Think about how remarkable that is. They have won every single road series, not even split, six games away from Dow Diamond. First pitch to Dalton, rushing the lefty. In there, strike one. That gives you a record of 33-13 on the road. And that's what it is for Great Lakes. They only had seven losses, too, in the entire first half on the road. The 0-1 pitch. That's in there a little bit low. One ball, one strike. So 13-9 to start this second half. Six of those losses have come on the road, but again, to think that they've almost evened the amount that they had all of the first half is incredible. Baseball teams that went on the road. Pitch. High bouncing ball to first. Bautista has it. Throws to second to Anjales. Back to first to Bautista. He's got it. Double play 363, number 81 this year for the Lugnuts to lead the Midwest League, gets us to the stretch. Lansing 2, Great Lakes 1. We'll be back right after this. Settling it in for the bottom of the seventh. A good one so far. Lansing in front 2-1 as we bring it back to Jackson Field. Adam Jackson, Jesse Goldberg Strassler. Another excellent singing of Take Me Out to the Ball Game just moments ago to get the crowd out of their seats. And a big crowd again tonight. Almost the entire lower bowl is filled up, and it is a massive lower bowl here at Jackson Field. CJ Rodriguez to open up this seventh inning against Jack Dreyer, the pitcher. Throws, popped up behind home plate into that lower bowl, right side. And, ooh, good effort, but the ball goes off the arms, bouncing down to a youngster. We say Jack Dreyer, the pitcher, because, yes, it is the second time we've seen him on the mound in this series, but he also batted a couple of days ago. He's forced into the lineup because of some sickness in the Loons clubhouse. 0-1. Dreyer misses a little bit wide, ball one. So he batted ninth a couple of games to go, and he actually held his own. It was the first time he had batted professionally, and the first time he had batted since his high school state championship game in 2017. 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball foul, third base side. 1-2 as lightning again flashes off in the distance on Wizarding Weekend. Par for the course. We see Dementors come out of the sky.
I was just thinking, maybe we have an enchanted ceiling over the luncheon.
1-2 pitch. Shot foul, first base side, out of play. Will we see the Grim in the clouds?
I should hope not.
It'll be some bad luck. Don't look at the bottom of your teacups either. Dreyer wears number one, pitches from the left side, throws home. Swing and a foul ball. And it remains one ball, two strikes. Good battle here on CJ Rodriguez. Rodriguez digs back in from the right side. Dreyer's pitch. That's down low. Two balls, two strikes. CJ Rodriguez tonight 0-2. Line out, fly out. Trying to help Lansing extend their lead. Rodriguez wearing number 21. The score of tonight's game, 2-1. Lansing. Dreyer throws. It's low and inside. And it's 3-2. Great at bat here from C.J. Rodriguez.3-2 pitch. Lifted out to shallow left center field and down for a base hit. Just enough. Rodriguez muscled it out to the outfield, and he's aboard after an 8-pitch at bat.
That's a good fastball in on the hands, too. So he had to draw his hands in order to barrel it and muscle that ball over the shortstop, Young.
Great job by Rodriguez. We talked about how Lansing has kind of stymied the bottom end of the Loons lineup with Vogel going 0-for-3 with a couple of strikeouts. There's C.J. Rodriguez getting on, and Clark Elliott is 1-for-2 with a double in the 9 spot. Trying to turn the card over for Colby Thomas. 2-1 Nuts, bottom 7. Lefty on lefty. A throw back to first before the first pitch to Clark Elliott. Lansing won on Tuesday. Great Lakes won Wednesday and Thursday. Lansing won last night. Trying to win again tonight. Pitch home. Just a little bit low. Ball 1. Clark Elliott got himself in a 2-0 hitter's count in the 4th before he ended up striking out swinging. He's got that slightly open stance. Black Sox showing. Pitch home. Kicked back off the netting. 1-1. And it looks like those are new Adidas spikes that he's got on down there. All black with the 3 white stripes. It's a clean look that we're seeing, I believe, for the first time this series. Elbow guards on that front right arm with the pink batting gloves. 1-1 pitch. It's outside. 2-2. Where's the tie-in with the pink for Harry Potter? Do you think Beauxbatons, the ladies? They came in with, blue dresses, though, when they came in.
That doesn't work.
Yeah.
It's a day after Breast Cancer Awareness Night.
Yes, indeed. 2-1. Don't know, 3-1. But, you know, I was going for the Harry Potter tie-in.
I know.
You let me down there.
I got nothing for you.
Yeah, me neither. We tried.
You know who is pink was Umbridge.
Oh, you're right.
And I knew that you would take umbrage at me saying that.
No, but you're right. 3-1. Check swing. Foul. Ah, that toad. The toad-like face. Just like Dumbledore always got categorized and described as the half-moon spectacles, it was the toad-like face that J.K. Rowling always went to with Umbridge. She was the worst.
She was the worst.
Great character, though. They really did a good job making sure that she really was the worst in the movies, too. 3-2 pitch. Twisted, foul, down the left field side. And that ball is off of the Pepsi porch. High wall there to the left side.
See, Adam, that's a dangerous fly ball. It's only 304 feet down the line. You know as well as I do, you hit it high enough and you just tuck it down there off the pole. You've got yourself a cheap home run.
Really surprised we don't see more down that way, but there's not a ton of room before it, as you mentioned, it'll jut out and becomes a little bit further. You got to hit it basically right down the line. Sneak it inside. 3-2 pitch to Elliott. Checked it and went around. Oh, he went to flip the bat, but he went around too far. And he's called out by home plate umpire Charles Welling, and I think that was the right call. It looked like he couldn't quite hold up.
I'm not convinced that that pitch wasn't in the strike zone either. That was not a bad pitch by Dreyer.
That's a good point. That may have been the case too, and maybe why Charles Welling just called it himself. So one out and one on in the bottom of the 7th, 2-1 Lansing leading. Here comes Colby Thomas trying to extend his hitting streak, 0-for-3 tonight. Pitch. Down low, inside. 1-0. We're talking before the game about it being Wizarding Weekend, both today and tomorrow. The pitch, check swing, Thomas, did he offer? Nope. Pitch is up high, 2-0. I think they've got to come out with some new Harry Potter content because there's a lot of the younger generation that hasn't really become accustomed to Harry Potter because there's not been a ton of new content. You've got the Fantastic Beasts, but in terms of, like, you think of Star Wars, they've had recent trilogies and movies that have come out, and Marvel has got continuous movies coming out. There's been talks of a potential TV series that HBO might take, but I think part of the reasoning the younger generation doesn't know as much about Harry Potter because the books came out in the 90s and the 2000s, and the movies have been out for years now. There's not much new content. You're going to have to go back kind of into the archives to read the books, and you should. They are wonderful, but curious to see if we'll get any more content for Harry Potter soon. 2-0 pitch. That's on the inside corner, 2-1.
We have a question emailed in to you, Adam. For someone who knows very little about Harry Potter, writes Marsha Bullard, what would you be your suggestion on where to start? By reading the books or watching the movies?
2-1. On the ground, hard hit. Diving south by the third baseman, Betancourt throws to second for one, back to first. And it's late. Colby Thomas gets in safely, but that's a great diving stop by Betancourt just to get one there. Looked like a base hit. Marsha, you've struck a nerve.
A good nerve.
Yes, indeed. You absolutely must read the books. And I think that was the problem with the movies. They just couldn't get in all the description. As the books get longer and longer, so you have to squeeze in stuff, and stuff was made up that didn't happen in the books. First pitch, bouncing ball from Josh Von Wright up on the hill, fielded by Dreyer, runs it over there, underhand toss, and that's going to do it for the Nuts here in this seventh inning. So definitely, if you're going to start with Harry Potter, start with Sorcerer's Stone, the first book. It's an easy read, I think 300, 200 pages, and finish them up. Seven total books. It is Wizarding Weekend. We are through seven, and seven is the magical number. We'll head to the eighth.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turn slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Oh, the great Kent Korak, one of the best. He's been doing it a long time up there with the Oakland Athletics. Appreciate him bringing us back here for the eighth inning. Seven down, two to go. Lugnuts in front, 2-1. Christian Fernandez back out for his second inning of work. Bases 3, 4, and 5. Damon Keith, Griffin Lockwood Powell, and Kenneth Betancourt. Righty on righty here to open up the half inning. Fernandez throws. On the outside corner, strike one. Lansing with 2 runs, 6 hits, and 1 error. Great Lakes, 1 run, 5 hits, 3 errors. The pitch, swing and a miss. No balls, 2 strikes. Damon Keith tonight, 1 for 3. Strikeout, RBI single, flyout. He takes his time here. As the Loons have learned over the years from Diego Cartaya. Cartaya time. 0-2. That's outside. 1 ball, 2 strikes. One-two pitch. Sweeps in there low. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Again, we've talked about it throughout this series as we get a flash of lightning off into the distance, those darker clouds beyond. Looks like there's some rain falling over there too, but all clear here at Jackson Field. 2-2 pitch. Bouncing ball foul. towards the Loons' dugout. The bullpen has been excellent for Lansing since we restarted after the timed-up MLB All-Star break last week. Fernandez trying to continue it here. Pitch. Taking ball down low, and it's 3-2. Tonight for Lansing, it was Waters who went 4 innings, gave up 1 run on 3 walks and 4 strikeouts. Then Kumar Nambiar, 2 shutout innings, only allowed 1 hit, struck out 3. Fernandez has worked a scoreless inning, trying to make it 2 in a row. Here's his payoff pitch. Check swing, and no, the check is not awarded to the Lugnuts in the strikeout. It is awarded to Keith, saying he did hold up. So a leadoff man is on. Second walk issued by Christian Fernandez.
Lugnuts dugout left the bases umpire Clyburn and Rondon know what they thought about that call.
Yes, indeed. They were not happy with it. There's been a lot of testiness with both teams and the umpires this week. They've had some disagreements.
That's been right from game one.
First pitch popped up by Griffin Lockwood Powell, first base side. Danny Bautista Jr. has no idea where it is. Christian Fernandez trying to go over and find it, and it's way back into the seats over on the bleachers. Bautista just lost it. Fernandez and Wright were trying to go over there to see if they could help him out. Good news for everybody, was out of play anyway.
Lockwood Powell is a dangerous hitter in this spot. He has a ton of power. And Adam, you and I have talked about how this has been a great hitter's ballpark historically, although the pitchers have dominated today.
0-1 pitch. That's outside. 1-1. And really, they've dominated for the most part in this series. When you obviously take out a couple of games, there's been some wacky games, 9-7, 8-6, but 2-0 for Lansing on Tuesday and 3-1 a couple of nights ago for the Loons. This is popped up in the infield. Christian Fernandez gets out of the way. Anjeles comes in behind the mound. A step on it makes the catch. 2 hands. And there's one away. Great job by Anjeles charging in there to grab it. And Christian Fernandez getting out of the way. Pit crew has all of the power right now with a t-shirt toss. Crowd going nuts. Here's Kenneth Betancourt from the right side. On the ground toward short, Anjeles to his right, sweeping, throws to second, and Wright makes the play out at the bag, and sprinting over comes Daniel Nava. He is livid, saying, and going right over to the bag and pointing that Joshuan Wright wasn't on the bag, and Nava has just been tossed. He spikes down his helmet, and he goes back over to the bag. He is having it right now with Clyburn Rondon. We just told you that both coaching staffs and teams have been severely frustrated with these two umpires, and Nava is getting his money's worth right now. His batting helmet spiked all the way over between second and third base, and now both umpires are behind the mound right now, Charles Welling and Clyburn Rondon, to speak to Nava.
You could feel this coming. It was hitting that boiling point. But it's also in this spot, Adam. Consider if safe had been the call. That's first and second, only one out. And the top of the eighth inning, tying run in scoring position, go ahead, run on. That's a huge, potentially turning point call in this frame.
That's now, Jesse, 3 straight ejections for the Loons the last 3 nights. Dalton rushing. It was Kenneth Betancourt last night. And tonight, it's their manager, Daniel Nava.
And add another one to the list. Because the home plate umpire, Charles Welling, just gave somebody the heave-ho. Right from the dugout.
And they're still barking from over in the third base dugout right now. And the Lugnuts, again, I mean, they can be saying the same thing. They've been sharing the frustration as well this week. It just wasn't on that play. We talked about it earlier with them thinking that Damon Keith went around, the guy that just was called out there at second base. So the Loons were upset, though, because they thought Joshuan Wright pulled his foot. Nava had a good look right over at third base, but they don't get the call. And now here comes Chris Newell with 2 outs, runner at first. top eight, Lansing clinging to a 2-1 lead. Lugnuts 4 outs away from another win. Here comes the pitch. That's down low, ball one.
So the first base coach, the bench coach, Eliana Herrera, is now coaching at third as the acting manager. The hitting coach, Okoye Dixon, who was a great slugger for the Loons in 2012, is now in to coach at first base.
All right, so set and ready here. 1-0 pitch. That's outside. 2 balls, no strikes.
It's the combination, Adam. It's been the frustration with the umpiring crew. And it also, these have been such tightly contested games.
It's been a great series. Again, every game so far decided by 2 runs. Tonight, just 1 run so far. The pitch, that's inside. And all of a sudden, Christian Fernandez has lost his command here. He's down 3-0, not making things easier as the Loons continue to threaten. It's been kind of the story for them in this series. They left 14 on base last night. They left 8 on the night before, but the night before they held Lansing just 1 run. 3-0 pitch. Check swing. That's inside. Ball 4. And they're at first and second with 2 outs. Third walk given up by Fernandez. Nobody warming in the Lugnuts pen. Don Schulze going to come out here before he faces the righty, Frank Rodriguez. And again, it was 12 walks last night. It's 6 walks tonight. So 18 total walks the last couple of nights. But again, Lansing has done, with that said, wonderful work getting out of these jams, and they're going to try and do it again here in this 8th inning with 2 outs. It's Frank Rodriguez that's getting set to come to the plate. He walked in that 4th inning. Grounded out to shortstop in the 2nd and the 6th. Two runs tonight for the Nuts. They got one in the 2nd and the 4th. Great Lakes got their lone run in the 3rd. So Rodriguez now set to come to the plate as he climbs in the box from the right side. Don Schulze makes his way back to the first base dugout. And here we go. Again, no action in the Lugnuts pen. Fernandez half inning to try and get righty on righty. Fernandez from the stretch throws. Swing and a miss. Went right after him with the fastball on the outside. Rodriguez, 175 average. He does have some pop, 4 home runs, and had a 3-run shot earlier in this series. He's driven in 18. Betancourt at second, Newell at first. 2 outs. V01. High bouncing ball off the plate, backs up right, has it on the fringe of the grass, slings it over to first. Bautista's got it. A fist bump from Bautista, and we are headed to the bottom of the 8th as Lansing strands 2 more. 2-1, Nuts leading. They'll try and add some more in the last of the 8th.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Off to the bottom of the eighth inning, Lansing clinging to a 2-1 lead and trying to tack on some more. They have 3, 4, and 5 coming up. Danny Bautista Jr., Junior Perez, and Brennan Malone. Nuts trying to win a second straight in front of a huge crowd here at Jackson Field. And the new man on the mound, the righty, Reynaldo DePaula, checks in. 5'11", 195-pounder, throws, nearly nips Bautista as he spins out of the way. Ball one.
By the way, Adam, in the top half of this inning, manager Daniel Nava ejected for Great Lakes. So was Alex Freeland. John Vicari for the Loons says.
Pitches outside. Two balls, no strikes. All right. Thanks so much. Yeah, there you go. Alex Freeland inactive on the roster right now. So he gets tossed, and so does Nava. The pitch home. Popped up behind home plate. Mask is off. For rushing, he's got room. Oh, he didn't see it, and it dropped right behind him on the Lugnuts logo.
He was very lucky he didn't get conked on the noggin. He lost it. How many times have we seen that?
I was going to go, how about the irony? He didn't want to step on the Lugnuts white, and that's where it landed.
It's true. You got to respect the ground screw.
That's right. Respect the hustle of the ground screw, making the field look pretty. 2-1 pitch. Hit hard over towards short on the ground. Scooped up by Young. Throws to first. And there's the first out of the eighth inning. Lansing leading 2-1. Looking to tack on a couple more. Let's quickly answer the trivia question for you. We asked you back in the fourth inning about which two teams are the furthest away in the Midwest League from their parent club. Jesse, we get any answers tonight? This one, I think a lot of people should have been able to get if they heard it.
Yeah, we did. Marsha Bullard was writing in. She's got the mileage. Lansing to Oakland, Midland to Los Angeles.
That is correct. The two teams in this series. The pitch. That's in there. Strike one to Junior Perez. So the mileage from Midland to Los Angeles, 1,929 miles, second most. The pitch. That's in there. Strike one. And the Dodgers have been the affiliate of the Loons since their existence in 2007. While Lansing to Oakland is 2,000 miles right on the dot. Affiliation since 2021. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. And Junior Perez is down on strikes quickly. Two outs. Lansing trying to get some insurance here. But it does not look like that's going to happen unless they can get a two-out rally. DePaula has shut them down. Six hits tonight for the Nuts. Five hits for the Loons. Lansing with an edge in the run column by one as well. First pitch. Malone hits it on the ground to third. Scooped up, though, by Betancourt. Shuffles and throws to first in time, and that's going to do it. It's an effortless eight-pitch, eighth inning that gets Reynaldo DePaula through the eighth and gets us through the eighth. We will head to the ninth. Lansing trying to wrap this one up 2-1. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler lets you know if they can do it when we return.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
This is Vince Cotronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It's a 2-1 Lugnuts lead onward to the ninth from Jackson Field in Michigan State Capitol. Right-hander Christian Fernandez enters his third inning of work out of the pen. Starter Jacob Waters, four innings. Kumar Nambiar, the fifth and the sixth. Fernandez since the seventh. He is not allowed a hit. He's walked three, strikeout one, no runs. Deals. First offering of the ninth inning hit high in the air by Hewitt out to right field. Colby Thomas to his left to make the catch. And Max Hewitt is out number one. Jake Vogel next, and then the top of the order in Taylor Young. And the Lugnuts are two outs away from beating the Loons for a third time in five games. Adam, how many series have the Loons lost on the road this year?
None.
How many series have they split on the road?
None.
Jake Vogel takes. Strike called in the inside corner. A win tonight. And the Lugnuts would have clinched, at the very least, a series split against Great Lakes. Vogel is 0 for 3 with two strikeouts. Righty to righty. Strike two called from Fernandez. The fastball.
Christian Fernandez 1 for 1 and saves this year and trying to make it 2 for 2. He's come out throwing strikes after walking three batters in his last two innings.
Just in case, southpaw John Beller is warming in the Lugnuts pen up the right side. At 0-2 to Jake Vogel. The curveball is chucked down toward third. Schofield Sam attacks. The cross received for out number two. Now turn it over for Taylor Young. Young officially today is 1 for 2. Two walks, a single, and a run scored. The Loons' only run. Takes the first pitch high. Fastball for ball one. The Loons' run came in the third inning. Damon Keith singling in Young. Fernandez delivers. It's the outside corner. Strike call. Meanwhile, the Lugnuts runs. One in the second, one in the fourth. Both unearned because of pitcher errors. The deal. Young swings, foul tips it off of Rodriguez. And the count is 1-2. And now the Lugnuts are one strike away. Now the crowd knows Lapu fireworks are following this game. They're eager to see a finish. Two outs. Nobody on. Fernandez the windup, the 1-2. Fastball high. You're not going to tempt Taylor Young to chase that pitch. The plate discipline is too strong.
Yeah, he doesn't want the fireworks. Not yet, at least.
Dalton Rushing is on deck. Here's the break even. The curveball is grounded down toward third. Grabbed by Schofield Sam. The cross received by Batista Jr. This ball game is over. Lugnuts 2, Loons 1. Lansing has won 2 in a row against Great Lakes and 3 out of the first 5 in this series.
How about those Luggies? It's a big-time win tonight. Pitched it well, got the early runs just enough. One in the second, one in the fourth. And again, this bullpen has dominated since the second half of the All-Star break, and that continues. Christian Fernandez locking down the final three innings. Kumar Nambiar gets two, and a good start from Jacob Waters. Great pitching for the Nuts.
It was a game, too, where, Adam, they did not have too much to work with the bullpen. Only Nambiar and Fernandez were relievers who had 2 days rest. This was a pen that has been strained based on the way that this series has gone. And so it was Nambiar and Fernandez who were needed to work today. They combined to go 5 scoreless against potentially the best offense and certainly one of the most prolific offenses in all of high A baseball.
Yeah, I mean, just really well done again. And there were base runners for the Loons, certainly, but there was only one, sometimes two, no hits given up by Fernandez. He worked around some walks. Kumar Nambiar was getting swings and misses. And again, you look at this box score right here, Jesse. I mean, from the fourth inning on, Great Lakes had one hit. It was a double from Chris Newell, which they were able to strand. 4 of their 5 hits came in the first 3 innings, and Jacob Waters did a great job giving up only one run on that. But one hit in the last 6 innings for the Great Lakes Loons. That's excellent pitching by the Lansing Lugnuts.
Loons finished 1 for 11 with runners in scoring position, stranded 9. 1 run, 5 hits, 3 errors for the visitors from Midland. Their record falls to 13-10, 58-30 overall. Two runs, six hits, one error for the Lugnuts, six left on, 1-for-9 with runners in scoring position. Lugnuts improve to 10-13 and 41-47 for the year. The win to Kumar Nambiar. The save for Christian Fernandez, his second. Lost to Adolfo Ramirez, fielding error, throwing error on the same play to bring in the tie-breaking run. Game completed in 2 hours and 32 minutes before a crowd of 8,242.
They were loud tonight, and they came out in full support. This was great to see. Harry Potter fans, Lansing Lugnut fans, this community has supported this team for now 27 seasons. And, man, it's such a great sight to see. And a great battle in-state with the Loons. It's been going on since 2007. They've had some good meetings this year. And now Lansing officially, Jesse, will take the season series lead regardless of what happens tomorrow into the final season series. Six final games in mid-August coming up then.
This series has one more game to play. Wizarding Weekend has one more day. Tomorrow, 1:05 p.m., Justin Robleski scheduled to throw against Jose DiCocea.
Well, I must not tell lies. I'm excited for it.
Yes, yes. Gates open at noon. Capital City Market Kids Day. Wizarding Weekend means I believe that we've got more Golden Snitch baseballs to give out.
Yes, I think so.
And then, during the game, the great entertainment, the bounce house, all the inflatables out beyond the left field wall. And then, after the game, kids run the bases. Across the street, the extra inning at Capital City Market. Free ice cream, music with Big Lug, so much more. So, wear your robe, bring your wand, get ready for some more magic tomorrow.
Can't wait for it. This was a magical evening tonight with the atmosphere, the crowd up over 8,000. Well-pitched game. Lugnuts got a couple of early runs that held up. You've now defeated the Loons back-to-back nights. You have a chance to win three straight and win this series tomorrow. Not only have the Loons not tied a series and not lost a series, Lansing can do both in back-to-back days. We'll see what happens tomorrow.
So join us. Get your tickets. Go to LansingLugnuts.com. Purchase those tickets, and we'll see you here at Jackson Field tomorrow afternoon.
By the way, Jesse, tomorrow, the last chance you'll see the Nuts for 2 weeks. So if you want to get out here before August, Lugnuts are going to be on the road the next 2 weeks. This is your last chance. Come out. Expect great weather again tomorrow to watch the series finale.
Downtown Lansing. Beautiful. For Adam Jackson, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Once again, your final score. The Lugnuts 2, the Loons 1. Have a terrific rest of your Saturday night. From downtown Michigan State Capitol, this has been Lugnuts Baseball. Good night and go Nuts.